For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Dipshits, it's another episode of Punch Drunk Sports with Ari Shaffir, Jason Tebow, and the ghost of Sam Tripoli. I think Sam died, Ari.
No, I don't think he died.
Oh, you think he's
But
just...
if he did die, I think he would just turn into... You know how the vampires just break down and turn into dust?
Yeah.
He would turn into all the cocaine he had done before.
Oh, man. There's a lot of people that would like to be at his accident scene. I know a lot of people that would like to be there for that. Real quick. We'll get a sponsorship out of the way before Sam gets here, and we won't turn it into a 15-minute thing. Go to punchdrunksports.com. Click on the Amazon link if you got to do any Amazon shopping. That helps your boys out a little bit. And if you want to write for Punch Drunk and be one of our correspondents, just send an email to writeforpunchdrunk@gmail.com, and we'll get you set up with an account so you can log into the website and post whatever articles you got to post. Go to Caveman Coffee. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK, and that will get you 10% off of all your coffee. And once again, try that nitro coffee because it's delicious. I love it. And
so how many extra, what do you get? What do you get? Like beans? How do they do it?
From there, you can order all kinds of stuff. They got, you know.
Is Folgers still a thing? Do they have that? Do they have crystals or are they just beans?
I think they just have whole beans. They might have ground, but I mean, as a coffee person, I would actually order the whole beans and then get them yourself.
Yeah, what? No, there's no way they have the granules.
I mean, you probably can get it that way. I mean, you can get it in most places like that, but that's like, do you want full buds or do you want to order a bag of shake?
Right. No
you
way.
Know what I mean? Like a stoner. Yeah. I'll put it in stoner terms for you because I know you don't drink coffee at all. But
no,
you want the whole
right,
beans.
Exactly. But yeah, I get it now.
If you want Folgers, it done correctly. Yeah. Folgers is garbage, bro. That's ditch weed. Folgers is equal to ditch weed.
Yeah, it's like shit you would give to a door guy.
Yeah, here you go. I don't want the rest of this.
I mean, I'll still smoke it.
Of course, you're a door guy. But there'll be a time in your life when your career blows up like Ari, unlike myself. Where you can go, you know what? I only want the best buds possible and no sticks, no stems, no tweeds. And
sticks and stones will break my windpipe. Hey, wait, what was I just going to say? Oh, did you hear about my Give a Nug to a Door Guy campaign?
Oh, it's the best campaign in the world.
Said the door guy that's getting nugs left and right. Now, of course it is. You hear about my Give a Blowjob to the Door Guy campaign? It's pretty popular, too.
Oh, really?
I heard someone lost their job because of that.
Recently or
no?
Oh yeah,
Trey Stewart.
Yeah. Now, did he get his job back? Does he work there?
No, he just still.
I think he just never handed in his T-shirt, and he had to wear that T-shirt for clothing.
Okay, That's quite possible. And finally, go to betdsi.com and enter the code PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS, and that gets you 10 free bucks to gamble with. And we're getting to that time of gambling. NFL's right around the corner. Preseason started. That's where I don't get hard. But I can feel some blood flowing to my dick. When it's preseason, I feel some blood flowing.
Really?
Yeah, you like...
I get sort of excited. Not like I don't look forward to it, but then once you see a highlight or two, you're like, oh.
Yeah, exactly. You start to get stoked about it.
You see like a really good hit.
Oh, yeah. Touchdown. Those big hits scare the shit out of you.
Do they? Preseason. Nah, man.
Preseason, God,
preseason,
man.
You're
don't,
just like, oh, fuck.
Don't hit my $60 million dollar receiver. Yeah, don't
want to make the team. The $60 million guy is already going to be on the team. It's the fucking guy who's doing league minimum $400,000. He's like, I need this.
Yeah, don't lay out Dez Bryant with some, you know, blind hit, you know, and first drive. He's only going to play five plays. Don't clean his clock, man. You need him. That scares the shit out of me. Preseason is scary. It should be two preseason games.
I'm not into it until they take off the shorts. When I see a full like game with refs calling it.
Well,
you
that
know?
Just started last week, buddy. I know you don't know because you've been in Scotland for a goddamn year. You're still in Scotland. How's the Scottish water you're drinking there?
Clean.
Is it clean? Is that
it's
tap?
Straight from the tap.
Is that tap water?
Yeah.
Well, you're really riding the fucking dirt trails, aren't you?
I do it in New York, too. It's just L.A. It's just L.A.
Really? You know,
I believe that. L.A.'s the only place I've turned on water and it comes out brown.
And that's a fucking Mexican saying that. That's a Mexican saying he's turning down L.A. water.
I had a landlord say that was normal. You just got to run through. And then I realized, oh, yeah, you're a slumlord. You fucking never take care of this place.
I went to Hollywood Pies. You know that place?
Yeah.
The comedy store would always order pizza from. And it is authentic Chicago-style deep dish.
Hollywood Pies.
It's the only kind of deep dish that you can go like, yes, this tastes like it tastes in Chicago. And I was talking to the owners.
Really?
And they're both from Chicago. And he said what their secret is. And I'm like, everybody in L.A. fucks up good Chicago-style deep dish. How do you guys get it right? He goes, one, we're from Chicago. And two, we import our dough from Chicago because it's the water in the Midwest that makes the dough good.
So they get the dough made there, then take it in.
Correct.
That's interesting.
Correct.
That's what they say about New York stuff, too. It's the water. But, you know, so they're just using fucking hose water in those places?
Who knows, bro. Hose water.
Who knows, bro? Who fucking knows? So how many shows have you done? You're literally there for a month.
I mean, I'm picking up guest spots. I mean, I'm trying to do, oh my God, there's a show late and live. Late.
Is that the
Saturday
show where you had your dick out?
Yeah. I realized it was just like, oh, you guys are just a comedy store crowd. This is 2:45 in the morning.
Yeah, everybody's hammered.
You're just a comedy store crowd, but full.
Oh, full?
Yeah, packed. I got them. I had them. Then I tried to go into a story. I had them for like 10 minutes. And then I tried to go into a story, and I lost them a little.
Stories are tough for late crowds because they want bang, bang, bang.
I thought I had them good enough. But then I just said one word. It was like the beginning of it, and I said, I pulled my pants down. And they all start going, pull those pants down.
Telling stories to a late night crowd is trying to make love to a drunk chick. She's like, no, I'm hammered. It's 2:45. Fuck me.
Yeah.
Just pound me,
and let's go get some tacos, and let's wrap it up.
Foreplay.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining the show, Sam Tripoli.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
Pretty glad that he made it. He's pretty glad that he made it. He's got to open his computer. He's got to delete his internet history so he can hand it to the Mexican.
That's so funny. I actually had that encounter where I was using someone's tablet, and I went to Google, and one of the bookmarks, like, they just didn't clear the history, and I was like,
What was it?
Oh, it was just YouPorn.
Oh, YouPorn.
Oh, nice.
I was like, oh, what? No one's...
I want to do a joke, but I don't want to do it because I feel like it goes against...
Shaking? Oh, that's me. That's my... Like,
I want to do
Sam, why are you bringing the studio in? Sorry, go ahead, Dave.
I want to do a joke about how, but I think it goes against a bro code, and I think it's going to fuck things up for guys. But it really is an interesting point that any girl ever wants to get in, see what their boyfriend's into, open up their web browser, just type www.x, just the one letter X, and triple X, a million things are going
to
pop up.
No,
I
look at Pornhub, so that would work. That wouldn't work with me.
But it would direct to the videos that you have found on Pornhub that are like XXX,
that's a good
busty
point.
Whore,
it
blah,
still
blah,
has
blah.
The category, and then it'll jump to the video.
What I don't understand,
It doesn't do it. XO Jane, some fucking feminist blog probably, or recipe, Xbox, Xfinity.com.
You just tried it?
I'm clean, yeah.
You're clean.
What I can't believe is like sometimes, like on the MacBook, you got to clear like 8 different places for it to really clear out.
You got to clear your search history, then you got to clear it. Later.
Which makes me think somebody at Apple got cheated on. They're like, fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck that. You go here, ladies, or you go here. You go here, and you go here.
I'll jerk off to internet porn, and then when I'm done, I clean up the mess, and then I take a sledgehammer to my computer, chuck it out the window.
Oh, yeah.
That's the move. I'm going through like 3 computers a day, but so, I feel very safe.
Have you guys gotten into everything already? Great shirt, dude.
Thank you. Appreciate that. We just did all the sponsorship, and we're talking about Ari's still, he's there 2.5 more weeks.
Yeah, dude. You're there for like a month, right?
Yeah.
That's how it goes when you're on that fucking place.
No, the festival is a month long.
Yeah.
2,600 comedians.
2,600 just comedians.
Wow. Let's get into the obvious question, Ari. Last week, Sam wasn't here, so he doesn't know. Ari, bit of a drought. Hasn't gotten laid at all. Since he's been there.
Well, how long has it been even beyond that?
Oh, probably like a day or two before.
Okay. So yeah, we're like 2 weeks into this thing?
Well, August 18th. I think I left the first or second.
So still no action.
Yep, that's almost two. That's 2 weeks.
There is action.
Oh, I knew you couldn't last. What happened?
I wasn't trying to last.
Yeah, he was planting those seeds.
Yeah.
Well, I knew. Yeah, I know. I wasn't insinuating you were trying to last.
Did you bang a Scottish chick?
Was she a local chick or was she a comic?
Was she a farmer?
I've only met one Scottish chick. I met a lot of English girls. Not a lot, but a few. But because everyone's up here, so there's musicians up here too. And they're like, "Oh, you live here?" They're like, "No, we're just here for the weekend of the week where I'm playing in something or I'm at a theater show."
How are your shows doing?
Pretty great. I had one heckler one night. This fat old lady and her friend and her husband, and they all walked in late, and so I sat down, missed the explanation of what the show is. Immediately, like, be funny. You're not funny.
Be funny. Like, guaranteed chick.
Chick, yeah.
Of course.
Fat white women are the worst comedy audience ever.
Because you can't go after them for the fat.
Fat whore, fat cat, no nuance. I just try to ruin her night.
Now, is it the textbook? Because the one that loves to heckle is the fat white chick at a table with like two or three cute girls.
Yep.
Oh, right. No, it was not that. They were all like in the.
Because that is a very common heckler.
Yeah, that's a very common heckler.
It's like, I'm going to get attention for not being hot.
Yeah, now I'll get negative attention.
Uh-huh. I've had women heckle me. They were with, it was like an okay-looking girl with a bunch of really hot chicks. And she's talking about how, oh, you just can't handle it from us, all of us hot chicks.
I remember that.
I see three hot chicks and one okay-looking girl. She got up, started crying, and ran out.
I remember that.
That's sometimes, dude.
Why is she doing it? What's she doing?
Sometimes people cannot take. They can dish it out, but they cannot take it.
It's just like,
imagine. It's like those guys that got attacked by the tiger. They were like, oh, what? They fight back?
Yeah.
That's a great analogy of that.
By the way, animal attacks are going to go up because every children's cartoon is people talking to animals that normally they should not be talking to.
How is that new? That's been cartoons forever.
But the whole point is that like I'm watching this. I went over to my friend Justin's house and his daughter, his stepdaughter is watching this cartoon and like she's talking to tigers and lions in the cartoon.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, yeah, you know that doesn't work out in real life.
I want to do a cartoon where a 12-year-old little girl gets married to a great white shark. And they just dance and dance, and they just twirl and dance.
I want to do a cartoon. That's not bad.
I appreciate that, Ari.
Is that your pitch to television's Ari Shaffir right there?
Yeah, actually, if that can count as one.
Yeah, good. You got a green light.
He seemed like he liked it.
Uh-huh, I did like it. I want to do a cartoon where it's
your ex's show got picked up, by the way.
Who?
Your girl Natasha, her show got picked up for another
season.
It's
pretty funny. Have you watched it?
I haven't seen it.
It's really funny. I watched two or three episodes. I thought it was good.
Yeah, they got a lot of good people on it too.
Good cast, really unique sort of a kind of spoof kind of show. You know what I mean?
It's perfect for her style and personality.
Well, of course. It's exactly what
it was made for. That it wasn't like she got an audition.
Now, who have you been banging out there now? Are you? Is it a girl you're going to constantly be? Is she on a roster now, or is this just like a one off?
No, it's back to dry.
Okay.
Oh, so it was a one off.
One off.
How was?
You're gone, but they don't help you out of the hole.
Did she make you use a condom?
What? Are you breaking up?
Ari, have you seen
my boy.
Now, are you performing every night?
No, I have off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
And have you been going to other shows?
Yeah, I've been doing a shit ton of guest spots. It's been great. I have my dick out.
Oh, can you pull your dick out in Scotland?
I guess so.
Yeah, according to his Instagram.
2:30 in the morning.
And he can also post his dick on Instagram and not get in trouble.
Not sure. They pulled it down.
Oh, did they pull it down?
Not my dick, just my balls. So you know. Just my balls.
Well, you know what?
Line of the sand.
You couldn't really tell.
It's a crease in the
balls.
No,
you couldn't tell.
Whether it was your dick or balls. I couldn't tell if it was your dick or balls off the way the picture was. And a lot of the comments were, is that your dick, is that your balls, or is that your new belt?
If you're a true Ari Shaffir fan, you can tell.
That's true.
It's hard to – no, it really was hard. I mean, I've seen his dick and balls as much as he has. and it was tough to tell whether that was his dick or balls. But it was definitely something coming out of you.
Ari, have
it's
you
cleavage.
Heard?
It's cleavage. There's no dick.
Have you heard the whole fat Jew thing?
Yeah, like, I've just been hearing about it. I just
looked
at it. It
went crazy over here. It went crazy.
I was like, oh, is it like 5-6 cases? And you see, like, 45?
No, this guy just put out the top 50. Yeah, the top 50. Not all of them. Top 50.
I knew about 6 of those people. And, like, some of those are comics that are just, you know, still on my level. You know what I mean? Where they're still trying to make it. They're not making anything.
What'd you say, Ari?
He probably doesn't want anybody to know about it who doesn't already know. Like, comics only have so much reach. So he's probably going to be like, I'm just not going to tell my fans about this. But if it did get out, like, he should just be like, oh, I didn't understand the deal. Now I get it. I'm so sorry. I just won't do that anymore. And just cash in.
But well, I think he's been called out forever. It's like since the dawn of time, and he just never listened to anybody. Because he's – and by the way, I would love 2 things happen. First of all, I'd love for people to go through his 5 million followers and find out how many are real.
You know what? I'll tell you this.
I got recommended him.
I went to his Twitter page once all this started to happen and, you know, kind of scroll down and see what's it. Now, he hasn't tweeted since the shit hit the fan.
Yeah.
He tweets 70 times a day.
His wife is he's a PR person, so she probably told him not to do anything.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
And then you know, I went to his Twitter page, and it's like, you know, when you go to somebody's Twitter page that you don't follow,
right,
it tells you how many people that are in your little Twitter world that follow that person. And there was like 45 people that I know quite well, Brody, a lot of people that I know very well that follow him. And I'm like, God, so many people I know follow him.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't know about it. They were funny tweets. He stole funny tweets.
Yeah, but they're just not his. Now, the problem is that what people don't... Go ahead.
The problem is that it's not like he's just making a new, like, Reddit or funniest post to the internet. It's that he's acting like it's him.
Yes. And
making the jokes.
And the main problem that everybody has with that to a lot of people that, you know, don't work in the comedy industry or don't really know what this whole thing is that this guy, for X amount of time, quite a while, has been scouring the internet and Reddit and every other place, and every time he finds something that's funny, that he just screen captures it, reposts it as his own, and throughout all these years, he has spun that into a development deal, got signed by CAA, Comedy Central gave him a development deal, and a book deal, and he got a book deal. And those are all very elite things that everybody that works in this comedy industry and spends all this time running their own social media are striving for. And this guy has just cast this huge net, collected all these funny things, and now, granted, Comedy Central canceled the development deal.
They tried to...
Hold on.
They had already canceled it months ago. It had nothing to do with this.
Okay. Is that true?
Why did all this just come out? Because he signed with CAA?
I think so.
Yeah, so more people are talking about it all of a sudden. I heard he signed with CAA. I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. I'm surprised he wasn't there already. And then I started hearing about all this stuff, and I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. But it's like none of those guys would have gotten those book deals off a tweet or a Instagram post. But what you're doing is taking a little bit from everybody.
It's like he has 7 million writers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, or you know.
But when he's charging...
Are you kidding me? That's awesome.
Six grand to put something out. Like, that's the issue. Like, why does Robin Williams still love by everybody? Because he jacked shit, but he paid people out.
Exactly. Sure.
Yeah, exactly. Just at least give credit. At least say
if you're making six grand off something, throw the guy $500.
Yeah.
Dude, if you did that, you would be a fucking hero to everybody. Mm-hmm. Hey, dude, I posted your thing. It got a lot of love. Fucking here's $500. Here's $300. You can't do it with everything, obviously, but if you threw somebody even $200 going, hey,
$200 in credit.
Or even the flip side of that. The flip side of that, just give these guys credit and then become a suit.
Yeah.
You obviously have a good idea of what's funny and who's funny and who isn't.
Right.
Get into management. Get into representation and be like, hey, man, I know all these guys are really funny. Look at all their jokes. You're obviously good at networking and good at working deals and getting development deals and getting things done. It's not like he's doing stand-up and killing comedy clubs every fucking night.
we're making it seem like he just didn't think this out. And the reality is, he did think it out. He has no respect for creativity.
How many suits do?
For now, he's going to pay if he has to. He's a piece of shit either way.
Yeah, it's the old thing. Like, it's like win at all costs. It's like when Joe Rogan was on Last Comic Standing and what's her name? Monica or whatever her name is. Like, you got to make it any way you can. You do whatever you have to. If you got to steal, you got to steal. And it's like, what? What? Who hears that fucking shit?
But that's what, are you trying to get out of the ghetto?
What's that?
You're trying to get out of the ghetto? You're trying to fucking be a comedian?
Yeah, you're trying to find the Underground Railroad, motherfucker?
The Fat Jew joined Twitter in June 2009. So that's like, what, 6 years of just fucking taking people's shit?
Well, his Twitter isn't his thing. It's his Instagram.
He's got like 250,000 followers on Twitter, but he has like 5 million on Instagram.
Yeah, and it's just like, you look at, let's say, Rogan, who has like 250 or half a million followers on Instagram. You're like, Rogan has 500,000. You have 5 million. I know Sarah Silverman has like 2 million.
But he's big on that medium. I mean, there's lots of guys who have 5 million that I've never even heard of.
You know, and Rogan's audience is a huge Twitter. I mean, he has over 6 million Twitter followers. He's a huge Twitter guy. He's not as much of an Instagram guy. Where Sarah Silverman, you know, a lot of female fans, it's tailored for Instagram.
Oh yeah.
The funny thing is like even now you get. Now there's this paranoia that I have of tweeting things and do it like Straight Outta Compton post that I made with the continuity.
Yeah.
Because Eazy-E or Ice Cube's wearing a hat, the White Sox black hat.
Yeah, the logo.
Yeah.
And that in the movie starts in 1986 and he's wearing that hat, but the White Sox didn't debut that logo till 91. So I made a joke that was like straight out of continuity in a picture of him wearing that hat.
Yeah, it's funny.
But there was a Major League Baseball sports stats guy that actually saw that. And he put that on Twitter and wrote.
He took your thing?
No. He wrote that like, hey, so you know, here's a fun fact. This happened. So I was like, oh, that's fucking hilarious. So then I looked up a picture of the hat. Then I made that meme and all this. And as I wrote it, I was like, I should give this guy like full credit and all this. I'm like, wait a minute. He didn't write anything. It's just a very common statistic that he put. But I'm so paranoid now about the fucking, like, you're jacking shit police. But I'm like, this isn't intellectual property.
By the way, is there a jacking shit police?
The internet.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of stuff. That's like stealing material and beating off. You're beating off a little too much, man.
There's a lot of jacking shit police.
Jacking shit police.
That's a funny uniform, too. Your badge is like a fucking gold turd. You're undercover, you just open your vest. Oh no, he's got the gold shit badge.
The jacking shit police. So
if you're doing too much, you gotta put catcher's mitts on both hands.
Right. No shit.
So can we get into this fantasy football thing that's about to blow up? Apparently we need one more fantasy football player on the team. Tebow, you know more about this.
From what I understand, we need one more player to fill out our 12-team league. Ari, you can just feel free to eat all of your stoner food, as you know nothing about fantasy sports.
What is the haircut, Ari? Is this business mohawk? Is this business? Is this corporate punk? What is this?
Corporate punk.
It's a mohawk. It's a little.
It's not really a mohawk. It's a weird golf divot on your head.
You know, it's interesting. With your receding hairline, that mohawk is like the perfect shape to hide it.
Yeah. Your hair is aerodynamic, your head right now.
What is your next hair move? Because I know you're not going to stay mohawk for a long time.
I'll probably go to like this length all over.
You should grow it the fuck out.
It's been 3 months. I've had this like 10 haircuts already.
Yeah. 10 haircuts?
Yeah.
6 or 7 at least.
Well, the thing with that, you got to cut it a lot.
It fits your head. You look like something from like those old 1960s cartoons.
Do you shave it yourself?
No, I just got this fucking razor that I've been using. You give it to somebody, or I go to a barber. One or the other.
You know, I talked to when I first saw Boon Shakalaka, when I returned back to the store for the first time, and I saw my Boon reunion. He came up to me and he goes, "You cut your hair?" I cut my hair a few months ago. Do you still have the clippers? Because I want you to cut my hair. I'm like, I didn't cut my hair myself. He thinks I'm just walking down the street, shaving my fucking head. I better save these clippers for fucking Boon Shakalaka in case he needs a quick trim up. So you don't cut it yourself.
That's the moral of that story.
Is what you're saying.
So, now, Tebow, you called me the other day with a very aggressive fantasy league idea, yeah, and then I tagged it,
yeah.
And then I want to know, where are we at with this?
Well, I was talking to Anthony Johnson. I told him, I was like,
Black listener. Can we just call him the Black listener?
Yeah, TBL.
The Black listener.
Yeah.
So black people never listen.
So I was DMing with TBL, the Black listener. Who's our commissioner of all fantasy sports. And there's such a demand for so many people.
Yeah.
And Ari, make sure Tallboy understands this, because I know you'll have nothing to fucking do with this.
What do you mean? He wasn't even there for the draft. I was.
No, okay. You weren't. You weren't even there.
Yes, I was. I panned in like a couple minutes into it. I was like, let me just see what's going on here. And I'm like, it's doing auto pick.
Yeah. That is true.
You did. You did. Auto pick.
I know. You're. I've already picked 12 people.
You know Moneyball the way I do. You can overcome stuff like that.
Comes the Moneyball shit again.
Challenge yourself to start with the bad team and still win.
So true. So true.
Kind of like when you try to win on Tecmo Ball on all safeties.
Oh God! What a fucking dumbass.
If Moneyball results in winning, how many World Series have the Oakland A's won in the last 10, 15
years? Looks like I can't hear stupidity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. just
off the mic, I mean.
Just go back to eating your fucking Golden Grahams, fuckface.
Well, they're all Gourdon and they're randoms.
Okay, well, whatever.
They have Rolo's pudding here, you guys.
They have Rolo's pudding?
Rolo's in pudding form.
That's fucking insane.
Wow.
Does anywhere but Southern Cal have
Mexicans?
No. I like Twizzlers. What's the other one?
Red Vines.
Red Vines? Anywhere else have Red Vines?
Not a Red Vines fan.
Yeah, they're dog shit. That's why.
Red Vines are from what I understand, there's two different things that happen, and it's quite common with competitive products.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola is very big in like certain regions of the country. Pepsi's big in other regions, where you can go to a restaurant, and every time you go to a fucking restaurant, you're like, I'll take a Coke. They're like, is Pepsi all right? You're like, it's not really what I want, but I'll have it if that's my only choice. It's the same thing with Twizzlers and Red Vines.
Okay.
East of the Mississippi, it's all Twizzlers. Yeah. West of the Mississippi, it's all Red Vines.
Oh, Mississippi does it?
No, the Mississippi River.
Just West Coast.
No, the Mississippi River.
You're telling me like people in like Colorado love Red Vines?
I'm saying if you go into a movie theater in Tennessee, it's going to be Twizzlers in the movie theater. If you go to a movie theater in Colorado, it's going to be Red Vines.
Fuck Red Vines, dude.
Red Vines, there's
they
no comparison.
They go stale so fast. They go stale so fast.
People that say Red Vines are better, people that say the Red Vines are better than Twizzlers, automatically I'm like, okay, yeah, you're obviously not
an
a
asshole.
Smart person.
You're an asshole.
You're not a smart person, so yeah. Everything that you say from here on out means nothing.
You're obviously a fucking asshole.
Black licorice.
Jesus. A lot of guys will just try really? The Twizzler and like, oh, it's different than I'm used to. And I'm like, I don't like it. And it's like, no, no, no. Give it fucking 12 years in L.A., go back and forth a bunch, and then make an informed decision.
Yeah.
So you should give it 12 years out of your licorice decision?
Saying,
give it a seventh of your life.
I like it. I think
does anyone like black licorice,
no.
By the way?
Yeah, I just said, yeah, no.
No.
No one.
Fuck black licorice.
Like black licorice.
I hate it. It's like, why do you even make this?
Yeah.
It tastes like tar.
That's terrible. The original licorice. That's all you could get in the 1800s.
Tastes like black jelly beans. It's terrible. Now, so what we're saying about this fantasy league, here's what we're going to do.
Let's take some callers.
The Black listener was telling me, TBL was going, hey, man, there's such a huge demand for people to be in this league, you know, and Sam doesn't want to do a 14-team league. What should we do? And TBL came up with a great idea. He goes, here's what we should do. Let's have our main league, six
yes.
comics against
yes.
six fans,
yes.
which we have one open spot left, and we will fill that out today with a caller. I think
yes.
that's the way we
well,
should.
Well, hold on. If you want to call in, too, we're going to take calls on who should be in, but we're going to do it at a certain time.
Yeah,
we're not going to do it right now.
Are you about to suggest we have a Champions League and a Premier League?
No. Even better.
We got something crazy, Ari. We're going to blow your mind. Get ready.
Here's what we're going to do.
The Black listener's got a lot of work to do.
TBL's got a great idea.
Okay.
What TBL says is, here's what we should do. We'll have our main league, which is six comics versus six fans. And yeah. we got one open spot for a fan. So when we're ready, we'll take calls. And you will tell us why you should be in the league.
Okay.
And that could include, hey, you willing to do some bag of bets? What's the most deplorable thing you're willing to do?
You gotta do the craziest shit to get into the league.
You gotta earn your way in for this last spot.
Let right. them do whatever they want, but I would say, I mean,
if you want in the Premier League, then there's gonna be three other leagues.
Three other leagues?
Yes.
Ari's League, Teeb's League, Sam's League. So we will all be in two leagues, and it'll be us against 11 fans. And then what we're going to do week 17, the final week, and what TBL and I were saying was just because so we don't want to tie, if you go top four and everything, there's such a good chance of a tie. The two people in the Super Bowl of each league.
Wait, back up.
Yes.
Back up. So we each have our own league.
How far back you want me to back up? Welcome to Punch Drunk, everybody. Another
fast forward
a little bit. Sam's going to be a little late.
We have our own leagues with I got lost because when you said our each league with 11 other people on us, I was thinking how much extra clerical work that'll be for
Tallboy. He doesn't give a shit.
He doesn't care.
My plans.
It's
just one more
care.
League that you know nothing about that you're in. That's all it is. Let me put it in those terms.
That's a lot of talk for someone who hasn't won 2 years in a row.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's a lot of talk for someone who also hasn't won 2 years in a row. I don't hear Tallboy's. I don't smell Tallboy's breath stinking up the room.
Okay.
Did you just go? He's big drunk on celebration wine.
So here's what it'll be, celebration wine. So we'll have Ari, you'll have your league against 11 fans. Sam will have his. I will have mine. And then we'll also be in the Premier League where it's six comics versus six fans. And the two people that make the Super Bowl in each league, so there'll be eight people, go into week 17, either we'll redraft a whole entire new league.
I think we should do that either DraftKings or I'm trying to get Swagger Stadium to sponsor.
You got your team.
I agree. I'd like that. It's so much less work and it's so much less coordinating, but you're playing the field. You're not playing head to head.
You're playing the five other teams.
You're playing seven other teams.
What's seven other teams?
Because we have four leagues. So you have eight people, the two people that make the Super Bowl.
Oh, eight? Okay.
You're playing the field. Whoever puts up the most points that week is the overall super-duper United champion of Punch
In
Drunk.
Week 17, you crazy?
It's the way it rolls, kid.
That's why I think you should do a redraft. That's my opinion.
Well, Argue's argument is a redraft is still the same problem, which is people are going to be benched and people aren't going
to
be
playing.
But
you're going to be able to draft from people who...
Why don't you have the Super Bowl then in week 15...
Okay.
And then the other Super Bowl in week 16.
We could probably pull that off. That's more of a question for TBL. We'll have to get in touch with him.
Yeah, the black listener, we'll have to discuss that with him.
You can't go into week 17 with it. You guys don't understand this. You haven't been champions. But
I've been champion.
Sam became champion last year by winning week 17 in the Comedy Store.
Comedy Store League and my Upstate New York League.
Which is awful.
Yeah. That definitely week 17 favors the unemployment.
There's two things I would like to change about the Comedy Store League.
Yes.
That week 17 thing is such bullshit.
I agree.
You ride a money player all the way in, and then they bench him, and now you got to start some dumb fuck.
And justifiably bench him. Or you don't know if they're going to bench him, so you got to risk
it. Or you don't know. Yeah, this guy might play one quarter.
I'm always shortening it. I mean, I just dominated everybody anyway.
There's 10 teams. There's 10 teams in that league. It's so stupid. It should be 12 teams in the Comedy Store League.
Okay. So, I think we should decide on how we do that Super Bowl of Super Bowls. Now, Frank, are you in any leagues, by the way?
Nope.
You are now.
You're not in a league?
Mm-mm.
Did you want to do it?
Oh, I'm down.
Yeah.
So, should we just give the last one to him?
I think we should have fans compete for the last one.
Yeah, you should have fans.
And then
fans
anybody that doesn't
get in.
And then I think we should have Frank... And
Frank,
everybody else involved in the show.
I could
the wheel of death and go into one of our leagues.
Yeah, I could just do one of your guys' leagues. You guys,
Frank,
can still
I'm inviting you to join my league.
Oh, absolutely. I'll join Irish Fears League.
Oh, man, I was going to have you in my league.
I wasn't going to have you in mine because the Red State League wants nobody that isn't white.
Oh, is it
white.
All white guys?
Yes.
All whites? White
no team. Women. Nobody that isn't born in this country or your great grandparents weren't born in this country.
Oh, that's your.
Which also excludes me from the league because my great grandparents are French Canadian and Swedish, so I can't be in my own league. And on principle, I won't be in my own league.
Who is in our league? Because we might have to. Is Renee in our league? He's not here anymore.
Renee's
Let's
not
kick
in
the
league.
Mexican out.
No,
and put a new Mexican.
Renee's not in the league.
Who's in the
Renee's
league?
Renee's a founder. We should ask him to join.
I'll tell you who is in this.
By the way, this is so picturesque, isn't it?
Yeah, this could be a mural.
Yeah, this should be.
Yeah, let's have an immigrant league. We'll have an immigrant league. Although that should really be Sam, because his people are the least respected here.
Very rude. Very. The Armo League, the Mama Faggot League, the Jew League.
Did you and Ari coordinate the t-shirts?
Yeah, we did. We did. He faxed me a picture of what he was going to be wearing
nice
today.
That's a nice shirt, dude. Where'd
Thanks,
you get
buddy.
That?
I got it at a Urban Outfitter outlet store in Chicago.
Whoa.
They have an outlet store.
Dude, they have an outlet store that's bigger than any Urban Outfitter here in Chicago. Two huge ping pong tables in the middle of the room. You just have, they have like ping pong tournaments there. Nothing in the store is more than $20.
So should we now take calls for who wants that last spot?
Sure, man. I'm down.
So should we tweet out taking calls now if you want the last spot?
Yes.
All right. Tweet it out right now. Ari, could you tweet it?
James, if you are listening. So to...
call, what's the number here? Hold on, Aaron. Call.
I'll tell you who wants to join.
And now, if you want the final...
Fantasy. I'm just going to retweet what you write.
Yeah, we got a lot of people that want in, and it's like, what can you do? You know, if you're a chick, you want in, send us a picture. You know, all right, here's something funny you can start throwing around.
League.
Jackie Gold hit me up. Good friend of mine, Jackie Gold.
I love Jackie Gold.
Yeah, she's so nice. So I've been friends with her for a long time. And I hadn't seen her since I got back yet. So she sent me a text that was like, hey, I'm so glad you're back. You know, it's good to see you. You look good. We should hang out soon. My response, send me a picture of your butthole, but hold up today's newspaper so I know it's not some old picture you're throwing around town.
Who gets a newspaper anyway?
I know, but what a funny image of just like somebody spreading open their butthole, but it's today's USA Today over her back.
Oh, that's
What's
the number?
It's like you're potty training
yourself. The number?
323-282-7424.
282-7424.
And I do think, and I like the idea.
7424.
7224. 7424.
Is anybody calling right now? Is anybody beating us to it?
I like, before we take it, we got a couple. Before, we'll take,
hold on,
we'll
hold
take
on. Take it.
I like the idea of rewarding somebody who listens live versus some Twitter person hits us up later.
Wait 5 minutes. Wait 5 minutes.
We got two calls. Take one of them.
Yep.
Sam, wait 5 minutes.
Hey, you're not the ball. Okay.
You're on the air with Punch Drunk. How bad do you want in this league?
Hello?
All right, they just hung up. Perfect.
They hung up on us. That should should qualify them to be in. Hanging up on us.
You might be in. You might be in. Hello?
519, talk to us.
519. Okay, everybody's in the league so far.
Wow, this is tough.
Oh no.
Oh shit. So what do we do? How do we do this? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on with Punch Drunk. Do you want in the league?
Fuck yeah, dude.
What will you do to be in the league? Okay, first of all, you can't be in water the whole time.
You got to fix your phone
while you're while you're in the league. You can't. You got whatever. Yeah, go back to Ari.
That fucking Puerto Rican joke. That's fucked up.
Oh, you Puerto Rican? Is this what nice white quarterback?
No.
Oh
but
man,
I
want to
call out that other Puerto Rican that called back.
Okay. There you go. Let's get Ari back on. Let me call him back. Ari, okay. So far, this is a colossal catastrophe.
Well, so far we've taken three calls from people that do not want to be in the league bad enough because they don't have good enough internet service. And if you don't have good enough internet service, I don't want you fucking up the draft.
I'm gonna put out the tweet. Fuck Ari.
You know what I mean? I mean, if anybody's listening live, I like the idea of rewarding somebody that regularly watches our show live. I think that's. Everybody that listens to us on you know, iTunes and all that, I appreciate that very much. But the, you know, couple thousand people that anywhere from 2 to 3 people up to 1,000 people that watch us live from time to time, I like the idea of rewarding.
Welcome back, Ari. Why do you want in the league? Tell us.
He doesn't.
I'm in the league.
Okay, so we'll let the Mexican handle this. Let's get a new one. 619. Do you want in?
That is Pasadena.
Pasadena, do you want in? It's San Diego.
San Diego, cocksuckers.
What?
Oh, is that Nick Diaz?
It's San Diego, you cocksuckers.
Okay, San Diego, do you want in? Do you want in?
Yeah, dude, Don Carlos is throwing down the gauntlet. I'll kick all your asses.
Oh, so...
No, be in my league. Be in my league. We'll make it an all-Mexican league.
No, so this is Ryan Hill, everybody.
Is this Ryan Hill?
He wants in. He wants into the fucking league.
Well, Ryan Hill... I mean, should Ryan Hill be in the main league, or should Ari have an all-Mexican league? You get Frank, you get Renee.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great, all-Mexican league.
The all-Mexican league. This will be called Arian Maids.
Yeah.
Arian.
I'm down for anything.
That's what I've heard about you, buddy. That's what I've heard about you.
So hold on. Hold on, Ryan. Even though you're a listener and we love you to death, you gotta. Why do you want into the main league? I mean, you could definitely do Ari's All Mexican League if you want.
Love that idea.
Why do I want in the main league? Because you know what? I'm sick of these guys. I'm in the La Jolla Comedy Store one, and we've been in that league for 5 years now. Won twice, I think.
You won two in 5 years.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a good resume.
And you know what? I just want the opportunity to kick Ari's ass.
Oh, ooh, Ryan Hill wants Ari. A piece. Ryan Hill wants a piece.
He wants Ari.
Yeah. And I'll bring burritos to a show.
Fuck yes. Dude, your veggie burrito is outstanding.
His breakfast burrito is outstanding.
Outstanding.
As a Hispanic, I love your food.
It is so good. Have you ever seen his brother? They don't look like brothers.
Oh, really? No.
Yeah.
No.
They look like two totally different families.
Oh, no. Yeah,
if they're Mexican, they're probably two different partners. People. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
You know, like the movie Twins?
Yeah.
That's how we look, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm assuming you're the Danny DeVito.
Yeah, sorry, Ryan. We love you, but you talk too much. We love you, Ryan. Thanks for calling in. Hey, 207, you want in the fantasy league? Do you want in?
He's already calling from Cortland, New York with 207.
Yeah. 207, why do you want in?
I should be in the league.
Why should you be in the league, dude?
Because I've been calling in, watching the show since day one. This is the training correspondent.
Oh! A lot of shit talking. Classic.
Did you like tangerine?
Tranny correspondent.
I don't think you'd be allowed in Tebow's league anyway. So.
Well, you wouldn't be in my league. That's for sure.
Because of the tranny situation.
Oh, okay. No, I'm fine with tranny situation.
So you have to be all white to be in your league. You have to be all Mexican to be in Ari's league. What's my league?
You have to have a prison record.
Yeah. All right.
You can be our example of what happens if you give peace a chance and just have lots of everyone.
Okay, so let me ask you something, train correspondent, because listen, we can't just put you in the league. Why do you want in the league? What make your pitch right now.
Well, I want to be in the league because I believe that the Patriots are the best team in football. They're getting railroaded by the rest of the league.
Would you be willing? Would you be willing to make a video with a tranny, with you fucking a tranny?
No. Flip the other way.
Junk sports.
You getting fucked by a tranny dressed like Ari.
Or Tom Brady.
Okay. The tranny has to look like Roger Goodell. You have to look like Tom Brady.
Do you have a Patriots jersey? Do you own a Patriots jersey?
I could get one. I mean, but how do you expect me to find a tranny? To willing to do that.
I mean, you're a tranny.
Dude, there's tons of trannies that will be willing to shoot.
What about this? I'll even accept this. It doesn't even have to be a porno or anything like that. You wearing a Tom Brady jersey, making out with a tranny, a little like...
Tranny or cross-dresser.
Cross-dresser, anything, whatever you're into. They don't have to be deep inside you, roto-rooting your fucking butthole.
As long as the Teeb is willing to dress up like a tranny. Well,
okay, would you let Tebow fuck you in your ass to get into the league?
Absolutely.
Oh, put it on.
That is a sign of desperation.
By the way.
Teeb, how about you and him recreate the Gronkowski and that porn star? What would have happened?
I'm more inclined to recreate the fucking, what's his, I can't think of his name.
By the way. Would that be the greatest bag of bets ever?
Absolutely.
Have the fuck tranny course.
I'm more inclined to recreate the Aaron Hernandez crime scene with this guy at this point than I am Roger Goodell. And
imagine if we put that in the bag of bets.
That's horrible.
Fuck tranny correspondent.
You have to fuck the tranny correspondent.
Yeah. I would never do a bag of bets again.
That's the day everyone quits.
That's where Boon Shakalaka becomes my stunt double for the first time in my life.
Tranny correspondent, what are you willing to do?
I'm willing to go on the naughty show and you invite Vanity back on the show and I hook up with her.
Okay.
That's amazing. You know what, Sam? I'm willing to go on to the Naughty Show, and you invite Tara Patrick, and I hook up with her. Would that get me into the show?
Yeah, I'm down.
Sam, can I get in if I was willing to do what Tebow said, but then lick Tebow's asshole while that was going on?
Yes, you are in the league.
And you know what?
Correspondent, you
I'd
didn't
let
put
you in.
Next guy, next guy. Cut hey, you're on Punch Drunk Sports with Jason Tebow, a Mexican, and Ari in Scotland. What will you do to get into Punch Drunk Fantasy
what
League?
What do you do for a fantasy spot?
I like that. That was good, Ari.
Yeah, that was a good jingle.
Gotta go big, dude. What's up?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, yes. I can hear you.
Ooh.
Is this from Toronto?
Is this Punky?
Punky.
So I figured
is this you?
Sam, put your phone down. You're interfering. The line.
By the way, right. This lets you know how desperate we are for female listeners. We'll let dead air go on forever for the thought
right.
of a vagina talking to
normally
us.
We would shoot the screen with a crossbow with
boom.
This much dead
gotta
air.
Go. Sorry about that lady who called in.
Yeah, every time we hang up or take a call, we have to re-hit that RSS.
Yeah,
so
sorry about that. Twist it a little more towards Sam. I got to fucking make sure he's not on his cell phone.
Ah, Sam's new favorite thing.
No.
Being out of camera.
Next
show.
Up.
He literally
next
said
up.
To me, bro, I like sitting in the corner because Ari can't see me on my phone, bro.
I didn't say that.
I like my new seat, bro.
You're on Punch Drunk Sports.
You guys fucking stuff on me.
Yeah
it's called Punch Drunk.
You're talking.
It's because all I can hear was you guys talking. I didn't want to be rude and talk over
is
you.
Is this Punky?
Listen, I figure if I'm in this league, the very least I could do for Ari is take a picture in that jersey that I won of his.
Okay, so did you finally get your jersey?
Yes, finally.
Okay, that's great. Now, here's the thing. We would love to have you in the league, but we can't just put you in because you're a chick. And your husband or...
What? I won two leagues last year.
Whoa. She won two leagues last year. But those are like Canadian football leagues.
Yeah,
that's
those,
not real
those
leagues.
Are real leagues.
It's like arena football, right?
She brought the Rough Riders all the way to the Grey Cup.
The Red Blacks. What the hell? I'm willing to let you into at least one of the leagues, not maybe the main league, but one of the leagues, if you can tell me what the fuck a Red Black is. One of the Canadian teams is called the Red Blacks. What is it?
I don't know what the fuck it is, but it's a brand new team, and they're number one.
They're number one.
They are number one in
I
their
love
six
that accent.
In their six team league. The Red Blacks are number one. Their jerseys just say Red. We're the Red Blacks.
If you do a show in Hamilton, Ontario,
yes.
Bunky will show up with her husband and her Pakistani friend, who will let you fuck her in the ass. Those are guarantees.
Wait. The Pakistani friend?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is she hot?
She's cute.
She's actually black. She just looks. Something else.
Well, we know what league she isn't in.
Well, I'm willing to let Punky into my league.
Okay.
Against me, which will mean she will be able to compete for the Super Bowl of Super Bowl.
Now, you know what's interesting? We were instant messaging this morning because she was saying she wanted to call into the show and will we be able to take calls? Because last week we had tech problems. And I said, yeah, no problem. And she goes, also, who runs the Punch Drunk Twitter?
Oh, God.
Because for some reason... Even though my husband built your website and I've been a fan since the last four studios, I've been blocked from the Punch Drunk Twitter.
What?
Ari, listen, you have to go into Ari the Gray at Hotmail and look for the fucking the login info because right now if I get off this phone, if I go get a new phone, no one will be able to access Punch Drunk.
So you want me to change it right now?
No, you could do an email. You can do it, like change the password email real quick and it'll send it back to you.
No, but you have to have the original email to get on to your Twitter account.
Oh, you don't have the original email?
No, he does. Because
you can just log in and say, I lost my email. Send me a fucking
I don't
bag.
Have to log in.
You just go to the login page.
Wow.
Yeah,
you
and then called
the
out.
Page,
hold on. What'd you just say, Punky? What'd you just say?
I just called you out on never knowing your fucking passwords. You email my husband so often for password resets. It's ridiculous.
That's offensive. Wow. You're now out of the league. You're now out of the league.
We hung up on her. I'm willing to let her in my league because...
No, she can do my league. She can do my league.
She's
you
white.
Do all white guys. So.
She's white.
Angry white guy. Yeah. Ari should be all Mexican.
You either... Yeah, Ari's all Mexican. I think mine should be... Ari's all Mexicans. What's yours? Because I think mine should be everybody in my league has a goddamn major drinking problem.
Someone says she's not blocked.
She's not blocked.
Well, she told me she was blocked this morning.
She just wants attention. 775. Go to 775.
If you have a major drinking problem, you can be in Team Teeb.
775. You're on Punch Drunk. Why should you be on the be in our league for our final spot? This is great.
This is Earl Skankel. What are we talking about?
Okay, this is not Earl Skankel, but I don't mind the impression. Earl, why should you be in the league?
I want to take a couple blacks. Yeah, like, I think the blacks need to make it in the league.
Okay, that was a nice attempt. Keep adding that people. Like 714. 714, you're on with Punch Drunk. Stay on, we'll get to you. 714, what is that, 714? Where is that?
That's Irvine.
Irvine!
Okay.
I'm going to be at Irvine tonight, by
Irvine,
the way.
So we have an outside shot at you being Mexican for Ari's league.
Shit. Are you Mexican?
No, I'm Asian.
Oh.
He said it so.
Do you have a drinking problem?
I have a weed problem.
Oh,
Nobody has a weed problem.
Yeah. I mean, I have a weed problem.
So, Stoner Asian guy, why do you want the final spot? And what will you do to get the final spot? You got to go big, guys.
You know what? I'll break some exclusive news right now regarding the UFC. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Wait, hold that thought. Now, have you played fantasy football before?
Yeah, I was actually a two-time champion in high school. So
high school? How old are you now?
60.
I'm 28.
So 11 years ago, you won a fantasy league.
Back to back.
So 12 and 11 years ago, you won. So you've been a loser for 10 years.
Dude, really uncalled for, dude. Really uncalled for.
Have you been in fantasy leagues for the last 10 years?
I've been in and out of the league, but there's something. I got to tell you, it wasn't against other high schoolers. It was against the faculty at my high school.
Oh, you run a game on the
faculty. I was going against like 50-year-olds and shit, so don't mess.
That's terrible. All right, hold on. Give us your breaking news.
Yeah, what's the breaking news?
Fedor Emelianenko is going to come to the UFC.
Oh, so this is set. How do you get the? How do you know this?
I post on the forum called The Underground, and it just broke.
You guys going?
Wow.
Okay.
So his first fight is most likely going to be against Bigfoot.
Fedor versus Bigfoot.
When?
Yeah.
We
haven't announced it yet, but that's most likely what's going to happen.
Okay.
All right, I'm down with it. I hope they don't throw him in to, like, and try to destroy him. I'd like to see him have some fun, crazy fights.
Well, Fedor Bigfoot would be a good fight.
Fedor Bigfoot, Fedor Krokop would be a great fight. Mirko, I don't need to see him. Fight. I don't need to see him fight like Cain Velasquez.
No, you don't want to throw him to the wolves.
But
right
that's
away.
What the UFC does. They like to punish people.
It's no, they want to give him Verdum.
Fabricio Verdum.
I have a rematch.
Exactly.
Oh, you're talking about Cain.
No.
Fedor
Verdum right out the gates.
Well, is that breaking news enough to get on? Well, we'll decide about it. How are we going to know if who's who? Should we be writing down numbers?
I mean, if we tell people that they're in, and you know, people when they hear this, there's going to be a lot of drunks that are going to be, you know, hitting me up and wanting
right
in my league.
Training correspondents in the lead.
Right now, training's in the lead. Breaking news is close, but not. But. You could be in my league. You could be in my league. Mine's the miscellaneous league.
So you have to be anything but Mexican or white.
No, they can be that too.
They can be Canadian.
You can
be a foreign white.
Next up, we're running out of time. I wanted to have this guy call in, but I mean, dude, this is going too well. Who is next? Who's next? 828. Where's that from? 828.
Southern Florida.
No, this shit right here, boy, it's from Far City, North Carolina right here, boy.
Is there any way this is a real accent? If so, you're definitely in T-Bone League.
If that is a real accent, you definitely have a drinking problem, and welcome to my league.
You're definitely white and have a major drinking problem.
Do you have a drinking problem?
Well, yeah, not only I got a drinking problem, but I've got a little bombshell here for y'all. I'm Ari's little distance cousin.
You
can't even goddamn pronounce my words right now because I'm so goddamn fucked up, but you got to excuse me a little bit.
Oh, shit. Thank you. So Ari's cousin, you are, yeah. That's a bombshell right there.
That is a bombshell. What?
Yeah, Nick, you never are. Hell, don't act like you don't know me, and you just go over and get them $2 tug jobs over here into A&F, I mean, all them bowling lanes over here, you know? They used to have that Thursday night where we got the beers for a dollar, and hell, I ain't even going to... You remember, we'd go back there in the bath. You know what the fuck I'm talking about. Don't act like you don't
this
know.
Guy's definitely in my league.
This guy, so far, I mean, I don't know how we're going to make sure we get him in.
I mean, I left North Carolina by fourth grade.
Oh, no, I mean, hell, that's another reason you can't deny, because, goddamn, I live about 45 minutes, an hour away. I mean, don't think I'm going to sleep on you either, Sam or Teeb. I mean, both y'all six motherfuckers are, I love both y'all, too. Just because I'm kin to Ari don't mean that I sleep on you. As a matter of fact, fuck Ari. I'm not going to say that, because I forgot he got that Comedy Central deal.
Yeah.
Ari's redneck cousin may be one of the greatest callers ever.
I also like how Ari's logic is, you can't be my cousin. I left there in fourth grade.
Well, he said we had to go to
like, you can't have a cousin before fourth grade.
If they weren't keeping score of how many people are in your league right now, what do we got?
Right now, I only got this hill jack.
Okay. So Ari's redneck cousin, congratulations. If you don't make it into the big league, you are in.
Wait, who is it? Does he even want to play? I think this is just a random caller.
Do you want in the league, redneck cousin?
I'll put it this way. Y'all think y'all know sports, boy. I'll sit here and just debate sports with you as much as y'all motherfucker want to. Hey, I'll put it to you this way. I ain't seen a real pussy in a long time. Like, I'll be honest with you. I just got me a VR headset, and this is no bullshit. When I put it on, I've seen parts of the pussy I ain't seen in about 8 years, man.
This is fucking gold, by the way.
This guy's absolutely in my... Not only is he in my league, he might be my new AA sponsor.
Okay. So are you writing stuff down?
I'm just writing down who... what I have in my
Can
league
Can we
so
get
far.
His number? Write down his
yeah,
number.
Yeah, you gotta get his number or something.
828.
Well, don't give his number out over
I'll
the line.
I'll be honest with you. My family's been condemning me and treating me like I'm a goddamn criminal, you know, because of smoke weed. My dream really is no goddamn bullshit. I eat, live, and sleep outside of R. You know, since he's kids to me, I don't really pay attention to him that much. I mean, I just keep up with him just because... You know, I mean, it's good to see your family doing good.
You're definitely in the running, dude. You're definitely in the running. So you're in Tebow's league at least, redneck cousin. Congratulations. Yep. You're in the league. So, I mean, the leagues are filling up. Who we got next?
That was Eric Carter's dad.
Next up.
Wait, how are we going to get in touch with that guy?
I got his number down.
306.
You got his number?
Yeah.
306. Hello, 306. Do you want in the league?
Get out of the ring.
Yes, I do.
What's that?
I do want in the league.
Okay. Are you Mexican?
No, just asking.
I am not.
Do you have a drinking problem?
No. Ask him this stuff afterwards. Let him make the case in the main league first.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have one spot left. Why should we put the 360 in this league?
I'm guessing because from the sound of your call, you're about to go over Niagara Falls in a barrel.
Yes. All of the above. I'm probably the only person from Washington State who's in the league, and that's why you should put me in.
Okay, so you're geographical argument.
And I drive a beer truck for a living.
Ooh, that could get him in my league.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could get you in Tebow's league. That definitely could get you in Tebow's league.
Have you ever driven the beer truck drunk?
See, dude,
ooh,
listen.
I wanted to hear that.
Guys, there is one spot left, and there's literally, like, hundreds of people who want this spot. Correspondent went huge. Goes, he will make a porno with a tranny reenacting Tom Brady and Roger Goodell. I'm just saying, you got to go big or go home.
I want it.
What will you do? Pictures of your girlfriend's tits. Your girlfriend blowing you, yelling punch drunk is great. It's got to be something crazy.
210, Cortland, New York.
210, what do you want?
Cortland Park.
This is Chris from San Antonio.
Chris from San Antonio.
You sound very businesslike.
You sound Mexican, by the way.
I think he's black.
I am, sir.
You're Mexican?
My people.
Yep.
So,
do you want the league?
Do you want in our league?
Of course.
What, as a Mexican listener, will you do to get into our league?
I will... I'm in the middle of work. I can flick off my boss if you want, the doctor.
Whoa.
You can what?
Flip off his boss who is a doctor.
I think that's pretty
good. I mean, if you take like a Vine video of you just doing that, that actually would be kind of...
How close are you to the Rio Grande River?
How close are you to your boss?
I'm in San Antonio, so...
You're in San Antonio. If you can send us a picture of you in the Rio Grande River, I will absolutely give you the last spot.
Hold on, what? What did you guys do?
He's in San Antonio, so a picture of a Mexican standing in the Rio Grande River like he's crossing over into the country?
That's not bad.
Is that enough, though, to beat tranny court?
It's enough to get deported.
Yeah.
If you get deported, you're definitely in the league.
It's up to you guys. What do you guys think?
I mean, go for it. I'd love to see that vine. And then if we think it's enough. Then
I mean, the thing is, you know, if he actually does send us a picture of him in the Rio Grande River and then tranny correspondent doesn't hold up to his end of the bet, I would throw this guy in over, you know. But either way, they're both going to get into a league.
I got to be honest with you. I think right now this guy is leading. Tranny correspondent and him are going back. The thing is, will tranny correspondent have the balls enough to get balled up by a tranny?
Well, we have the balls to get some balls.
Write down his number.
Ass.
Write down his number.
Write down this guy's number.
Write down this guy's number. What's your name, sir?
This is Chris from San Antonio. Called maybe a year or two ago.
Chris from San Antonio.
Oh, yeah, I remember you.
Don't need your goddamn family history, bro.
Yeah, so either way, if you can't get into to the main league, you're definitely going to be in Ari's All-Mexican League.
By the way, Punky says she's willing to take a picture of her just in the jersey, nothing else on.
Yeah, but you know that thing hangs down to her ankles, probably.
Yeah, it's got to look like
that. Plus, ever since Punky got into that horrible car accident, I think she probably looks like a monster now.
Come on, dude. Just all right, 210. We'll let you know. You're in the running. You're like top three right now. Top three.
Have him DM his email.
DM Punch Drunk Sports. Your email. Well, you can't DM.
DMTBL.
Yes, I signed up twice already.
All right, we got to figure out how to get. Just at us on Twitter. Tell us you're the fucking guy.
Yep.
And just give us your Twitter address right now.
Yeah, what's your Twitter address?
I like how we're all just kind of figuring it out.
At pulling your mom.
At pulling your mom.
That's pretty solid. That's a pretty solid Twitter.
That's a great handle.
P U L L I N G or I N.
No G.
Pulling your mom.
Pulling
your mom.
Like, that definitely sounds like someone who uses English as a second language.
I know,
pretty
right? Solid. I don't think you have the right plumbing to pull my mom, but maybe one of these bozos.
All right.
Oh, he laughed at my joke. I like this guy. Dick,
all right, dude. Good luck. Well, tell your boss we said hi. Next up, this is a big one. This is the 816.
816.
Cortland, New York.
Is that Florida?
It's actually Cortland, New York, 816.
Yeah, no, it's not. 816 is not Cortland,
this guy's already a favorite of mine.
816 is not Cortland, New York.
Now, calling from Cortland, New York, do you obviously have a drinking problem?
No, it's Kansas City. I just get a little confused on area codes because I clearly do have a drinking problem.
Do you honestly have a drinking problem or are you just saying that?
I'm a bartender for a living, so I think it's almost a requirement.
I mean, all of them do, except Sam Malone, and he did too.
Yeah,
how many days a week do you say you get drunk?
Be honest, dude. Be honest.
We got to go 3 or 4.
3 or 4. That's
you at least have earned a spot in my league. You've at least earned a spot in my league. What would you are you willing to do to get into the main league?
I'm in Kansas City, and you guys tell me. I'm not Mexican. I can't jump in a river. I'm a white guy.
Guys, you got to get in the league. Guys at home, call in with an idea.
I don't know. Will you do naked helicopters in front of somebody? I mean, it's got to be something fun.
What about going to your bar and getting a video of you throwing a drink in a hot chick's face?
If I can arrange that, I will get it done. So I got to go to my bar.
Yep.
And throw a drink in a hot chick's face.
Have a hot chick come up and she's like, I'd like an apple teeny.
Or, because it's Kansas City and they're fucking hot. A wet T-shirt contest with everybody yelling "Punch Drunk Sports!" Like some big fat.
Are there
cans.
Hot chicks in Kansas City?
Oh yeah, dude.
The whole Midwest is full.
Oh dude, where Missouri University is, dude? It's like LA 9s and 10s walking around.
Jesus, someone take me.
Columbia,
dude. I gotta go back to that comedy club. I haven't been there for fucking ever. Yeah, dude. It's fucking
either one
up.
Of those. Yeah. I'll if you drive. Can stage a wet T-shirt contest where everybody's chanting Punch Drunk, you're not only are you in, you've already won the league. You get the trophy.
If I can pull that off, I will make it happen.
But if you can't pull that off, I'm also willing to accept some hot chick coming up and going, I'd like an appletini, and then you go, here's your appletini, bitch, right in her face.
Okay.
And I don't care if it's staged or not. I want the video of that.
What?
I might be able to pull that one off. B-Doll9 on Twitter.
B-Doll9.
All right.
All right.
You guys, if you say you're going to do it, you got to do it, and then we'll pick the winner. And if you submit, you'll probably be able to get into one of our leagues, which will allow you to compete for the Super Bowl.
Before I get hung up on, I got to holler at Triple E real quick.
Okay, let's hear this.
Sure.
I just want to say you're one of the best comedians I've ever seen, and first and foremost.
Here it comes.
Oh, yeah!
You motherfucker!
That's the best!
No. He hung up on you.
Oh, thank you.
I didn't even touch it. Yeah. He got you good, because you were like, hey, hang up on him.
No, I'll take the opening.
Oh, dude,
I'll
he got you so good.
I'll take the opening of that.
You're so into it, Sam.
Yeah,
he knew he was going to get you rock hard.
Dude.
He knows how much you love compliments.
By the way, you just fucked yourself with one of the three guys voting. But I will take a wet t-shirt. Contact.
I'm surprised Triple E can still talk with that big ass hook in his mouth.
Jesus, dude, fucking! All right, you should have seen it. Sam almost cut my hand off.
Move the thing back so I can see both of you.
Fuck you. Next up.
Come on, I want to see both of you.
Okay, dude, there you go. Can you see us?
No, move it further back.
Oh well, Sam's got to
move the block thing, and let's go. All right, next up.
714.
Take it off. Just move it. Why do you need it there?
What up?
714, that is Orange County, I think.
I think.
714.
Yo, it's Igor.
What?
Yo, I called earlier. Igor the Asian, dude.
Igor, why'd you call back?
Did I get the spot or what? You guys hung up on me.
Yeah, are you new to the show, man? Have you not listened to the show before?
You didn't do anything.
Okay, you're in the right now, dude. You're up against a tranny correspondent willing to do a tranny porno, a Mexican willing to jump in the river in which Mexicans sneak into the country, and a bartender who's a big fan of mine willing to throw apple martinis into people's faces.
I think that's a credit now for him.
You're up against lot. As an Asian man, what are you willing to do?
Why should we take you?
Well, I can endure some shit, so I'm willing to take the place of somebody in a bag of bets.
Oh, dude real quick, okay, like what? What are you thinking?
Well, this doesn't apply to Ari since he wants.
Dude, don't come with that junk.
Don't come with that junk.
Put it closer to you so you can get this going, dude. Seriously. Put it close to you. Hey, 616, turn off your radio, please. Turn off your radio, please. 616, turn off the show. We're getting feedback. 3, 2. All right,
you can't come in like that.
You can't. I don't need to hear myself.
Oh, man, they trolled us good, though.
Yeah, man. Right now,
let's hear it, you guys. What are you going to bring? What are you bringing to the table?
Okay, 616, let's hear you again. Are you willing to play by the rules? Why don't you put it closer to you, dude, and just... Hey, 616.
Yeah, go like that.
Did you turn off the radio? Okay. 616, where are you calling from? All right, 616
you
is banned.
You fucked yourself.
Everybody in the 616, yeah, go.
You not only did you fuck yourself, you fucked everybody in whatever shitty fucking area code 616
is. The whole area code
is fucked.
Right now, we got a bunch of things going really well.
And you know, again, a lot of these people aren't going to be
Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Aren't going to be listening live. So if you're listening, to this on Wednesday or Thursday or Friday or whenever you're sitting at the office and you want in any of our leagues, if you have a fucking major drinking problem, tweet at me directly. And you can tell me why you want in, or just, you know, hey, man, I'm hammered right now.
If you're missing
it, get into your league. They have to make a Vine or a small Instagram video, shitface,
doing a hate crime.
Why they should be in your league.
Yeah, if you can send me a video or an Instagram, if you follow me on Instagram, a video and at me at it, being hammered, telling me why you should be in the league.
Even if they're sober now, if you take a video of the house that your family no longer lives in.
Yes. Yeah. 616, this is literally the last and only time.
Yeah, Towelboy. Towelboy, come on.
This is Towelboy.
Ah! Towelboy!
How are you, buddy?
Towelboy, are you going to be representing Ari Shaffir again?
Oh, yeah, of course I'll be representing.
Now, you understand, yeah. You're going to be in two separate leagues. You understand that, correct?
Why does he get two spots?
Because he's got to run both of Ari's leagues.
Towelboy, do you think we're better because we're a team? It's unfair advantage having two people as a brain trust over just these mere mortals?
I mean, Sam just likes to make up new rules as he goes along, so we're already
handicapped. He loves doing that. That's just the main thing.
That's my thing.
That is a thing he does.
That is my thing. I was voted most likely guy to make up rules as he goes in high school.
You just made that as a award.
Yeah, I literally made that up. I make it up as I go. I make the rules up.
And he avoids bag bets.
I do owe you a black cock one. I'll do it this Saturday.
Now, are you willing to? You're fine with running Ari's main league team? As well as his all-Mexican league team.
Oh, yeah. How hard can it be to meet Mexicans? They got to go to the library.
Whoa. Wow. Them as Española words.
Wow. That's harsh. That's harsh.
I think today's going to be my last day, guys.
That's all it took. After all the Mexican insults, some caller says it's easy to beat Mexicans.
So we got Frank in it. I think
Renee.
Renzo will... Out of Utah, the guy who runs our Instagram will probably... He's a giant Mexican.
If Josh Martin's willing to put cum on his face again, will you let him do it?
I might let Josh Martin into my league.
Josh Martin is in the main league. We let Josh...
Oh, he is in?
He's in the main league. We let him in under the guise of... Way to pay off the worst bag of bets ever. Not only did he pay it off, he paid it off in front of a live audience of about 130 people.
Oh,
that
yeah,
was enough to get him into this league.
And I got to be honest, though, even if he didn't, if he puts cum in his face one more time, I'd say he could be in your drinking problem league.
Yeah.
He gets close to his mouth again.
You know what? That's a good point, Ari. I'm willing to extend the drinking problem part of my league if you have a problem drinking cum.
Okay.
A lot of chicks on this league.
That would be everybody.
Yeah, but it's also think about the message board.
All right, Towelboy, you won. I'm going to put a shirt on this Saturday night in the main room at the Comedy Store.
You know, you could even just do it in... Just get a white t-shirt and just sharpie it up.
I'm going to.
Yeah.
All right.
Sam, Sharkanian.
Yeah, all right. Thanks for calling in, fucking Towelboy. We get it. I'm really amazed more people aren't calling in.
Now, the other thing that
had a fever pitch for like...
The other thing we have to consider here is, and we'll figure it out this week, is
there's
draft dates.
Ari.
Draft dates. I think that what we should have to do is on one day we'll have the draft. And what is your take on doing it, the main league's draft, live during the show next
Ari,
week.
This guy brought up something really funny on
it's
Twitter.
It's so boring. It's so boring. We tried it before.
It is boring, right? Content-wise, it's
Ari,
boring.
Ari, some guy said that you should, at your league, everyone should have to eat mushrooms and fucking draft.
Yeah. When's the draft?
I don't know. You set up... Do you do mushrooms?
Yes.
So here's the rule. Everybody...
Not all Mexicans do mushrooms, though.
But you want to be a Mexican in this, you have to do mushrooms and draft.
Not all Mexicans do mushrooms? Is that a real thing?
That's actually pretty fucking funny, dude.
Ryan, I feel like Ryan. I feel like Mexicans are down.
I think that's a really funny.
Mexicans only eat mushrooms if they rob them from someone.
Don't make Ryan do mushrooms. He's got a brand new baby. He's gonna go home on mushrooms and freak the fuck out about it.
That would be hilarious.
Mexicans only do mushrooms if they've grown them themselves.
See Ryan Hill on fucking shrooms eating burritos. I could watch that all fucking day. I could watch that all day. So I guess we got three people in. I thought we'd have more people calling in.
Well, we got a couple people. It's like whoever's going to do
that
first.
You can also tweet us. Tweet Punch Drunk.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It.
It's like because everybody isn't listening live right now. So if you're listening to this Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, whatever, you're sitting at work. You know,
When are we going to do the draft? This Sunday?
I can't do Sunday because I have a different draft
on
Sunday.
When does the league start? When does the actual football?
3 weeks.
Yeah, we don't have to do it until. Yeah, you go. I would rather do it late towards the end. So that you can deal with who's got, like, fucking, who's blown out their knees, all the injuries, you know, kind of who's going in.
Yeah.
The guy got picked up instantly, by the way. That guy from he got picked up from Buffalo.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Of course, Rex Ryan drafted him.
Yeah, he was the old. Rex
Ryan was the old coach of the Jets.
Rex Ryan drafted the guy.
Yeah, it was
So he liked him, right? He's like,
this guy's good.
And you punched the quarterback? Absolutely, come on this team.
And he probably doesn't like Geno Smith.
Yeah.
So he's like, fuck Geno Smith. I know he's an asshole. You gave him what was coming to him.
Yeah.
Why don't you come on over here and knock some of our quarterbacks out?
Let me ask you guys. Do you guys want to get into UFC, NFL, or Major League Baseball? What do you want to talk about?
Baseball.
You like baseball? It's heating up.
What do you call him?
We don't have a caller.
We don't have any
caller. Baseball.
Baseballs, this is when you start paying attention to baseball.
Absolutely.
There's how many games left? Like 40? 40 games left?
About 40 games left. The Yankees took two back from Toronto.
Toronto's looking good. I sent everybody a whole list of stuff we could talk about. Apparently nobody cares.
No, I read it.
When did you send it?
He texted it, and you're out of the country. So
I left my phone at home.
Is Toronto for real, Ari?
I mean, yeah. I've been saying this all year.
They're very for real.
They're totally for real. They might be with those trades, they might be the best team in baseball.
I mean, they're only one game out of a pennant.
Yeah, absolutely. And
they're one game behind New York for winning a pennant. Not only making wild card, winning.
Yeah, but in the wild card, they're 2.5 up on the next team, and I think 3.5 or 4 up on the team after that they would lose to. So they'll be at least in that playoff game. Now, that's a good 50-50 shot. That's not really in the playoffs, but like...
Yeah, that's a crazy thing.
I think they're going to run away with the AL East and win it by about
four games.
The only way around that is if the Yankees can manage to win the games they play against Toronto. They have a bunch left. They have about 9 games left against each other.
Let me ask you something. Since George Steinbrenner died and his son has taken over, do they operate differently than when George was around?
Yeah, I mean, they haven't fired a manager.
They just don't seem to buy everybody like they used to.
They've been making some bad moves for a long time. Signing some, they've got guys like Jason Ellsbury and fucking.
I can't believe he still has his job.
You know what?
Why they haven't made the playoffs twice in fucking the last 15 years? Give him a couple. Give him a couple minutes to rebuild.
What about the Dodgers, Ari? Aaron,
They're fucking up.
Like I can't believe that we got a new GM and he made the exact same moves that Stan, whatever his name, made last year by not getting a dominant third pitcher. We learned from last year. We hold on to Jock Peterson, who has had an up-and-down season, who was good at first. The Major League, they got tape on him. They studied it, and now they can shut him down. He's starting to come back. But it's like we held on to this guy when we should have gotten David Price or Cole Hamill for that strong third pitcher.
It's hard to get a dominant third pitcher.
Yeah.
But I mean,
we fall off.
Well, if anybody has the loot to do
it, Kershaw.
They're 5-5 the last 10 games.
We fall off.
You can win the whole thing with two dominant starters.
What are they up now right now? What? Steve, what are you doing?
Looking at baseball standings, fuckface.
I got the seasons, the rest of the season.
They're 67-51, Dodgers.
Yeah. I mean,
here's what's interesting about the Cubs.
Hold on. Let's finish this and we'll get into Cubs. Go on.
I mean, Curt Schilling and Randy Johnson and Arizona, we're dominant.
No one can hear you.
We can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear him. Yeah.
I can hear him.
In your headphones?
Yeah.
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 I just don't think you can hear him.
Which is
you should be
okay
able to.
With me.
I'm on the mic.
You should be able to hear us.
Yeah.
I can't hear him at all. I got to think it's not coming through your headphones.
Okay. So basically what you're saying is that the Arizona Diamondbacks team did well with Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling.
Yeah, two dominant.
But
starters.
Who was the third pitcher? Two dominant. You have to have a decent third guy. And
decent
right now we got Latos, no Latos, and he's no Latos.
Yeah, the third guy was Miguel Bautista.
The third guy was Miguel Bautista.
Yeah.
But he obviously was serviceable.
Yeah.
That they could get through that and then go back to those two guys.
You can't use as a proof he must have been okay. As a proof why you're right.
You can't have a drop-off.
You don't even know. You don't have to know how the guy was.
Okay, look him up.
I think you can.
He thinks you can.
But you got to have...
What's his name? Miguel Bautista?
Yeah, Miguel
Bautista.
Brett
Anderson. What's wrong with Brett Anderson?
Obviously, something's falling off because we're getting shelled after the first two guys.
He's got a 3.48 ERA.
We've been getting shelled. That's all I can tell you.
3.48 ERA.
I feel like for the last 20 years, the Dodgers have been the exact same team.
Yeah.
We will pay anybody whatever amount of money they want to come here and underperform.
Yeah.
Dude, he had one bad start. That guy's fine. That guy's who you were talking about. Brett Anderson is who you're talking about.
No, I'm not talking about Brett Anderson. I'm talking about Latos, or as Fox Sports Radio calls him, Latos no Latos.
Latos intolerant. No, but I'm telling you, it's not Latos. It's this guy, Brett Anderson. Is he not on the team anymore?
He is, but is he even in our rotation? It goes Latos is always the third guy now since we got him.
You're talking about the L.A. Dodgers?
Yeah, the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Game started. It goes Greinke, 24, Clayton Kershaw, 23, Brett Anderson, 23, Matt Bolsinger, 16, Carlos Frias, 12, Brandon McCarthy, 4, Matt Latos, 3 games started.
Yeah, he's the guy we picked up.
Oh. Yeah, he's got a 6.75 ERA. Yeah, he's not gonna be the third guy. He's gonna be the fourth starter. Yeah.
Right.
But Brett Anderson will be.
Okay.
The difference is,
does he still have Mike Bolsinger? Is he still on the team?
What is that, Aaron?
I would say the difference is,
what's the difference?
You have to have your number one and number two both perform in the playoffs.
You have to have your number one, number two perform.
Yeah, you get 2 wins out of those guys. You get locked down, shut out of those guys. That's why the guys on Arizona, they even pitched game 4 and game 7.
Yeah, they would pitch on short rest.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Just started.
I mean, that's what you pay the big money for, is in that September, October baseball. Those guys can go twice in a week.
And so far,
so all you're doing is getting another guy pitching one game, really.
Yeah, I agree.
Or 2 games out of your not top 2.
But in the last 2 seasons, Greinke's been the only one who's pitched
Greinke's
well in the playoffs.
Greinke's great, dude. That guy just hit a home run. He's great. Yeah. And it's so funny because you can see the media and who the media darling is, and that is Kershaw. But the guy, the last 2 years, I don't give a fuck what anybody says, because people didn't talk about this. Greinke was the number one. He would pitch first, then Kershaw would pitch. So for whatever reason, it works out better where Kershaw goes 2 in the rotation,
maybe
the number one.
Yeah.
His ERA is 80 points higher. He doesn't have the strikeouts that Kershaw has, but his ERA is 80 points higher.
It's just the eyeball test shows you that Greinke is fucking nasty.
He's beaten the Cardinals.
His strikeouts, that's what they're
twice
concerned with.
In the 2 playoff series that they played.
Yeah, and just Kershaw can't get it done.
Can't, no.
Kershaw just can't get it done. Cubs, let's get into Cubs.
Here's what sucks about
them. Are they
them.
Making the playoffs?
I think they make the playoffs.
This Latos guy was never going to be that third starter.
That's what they brought him in for.
He had a 4.5 ERA.
I mean, are they using him as a setup guy?
They brought him in.
He's going to be their fourth or fifth starter.
Who's the third starter?
Anderson.
Okay.
What okay?
I'm agreeing.
I mean, unless you're
with
saying, like, yes, okay.
I'm agreeing with you.
Okay. And Mike Bolsinger is the other one, if he's playing still.
Cubs go against the Tigers for 2 games, then the Braves for 4.
Oh, yeah, they need to win a lot of those. I mean, they are in the playoffs right now if they started today. If the Cubs were in any – there's only one division they would not be winning right now, and that's Kansas City's division and their own.
Yeah.
No, they wouldn't be beating St. Louis.
Nope.
That's the division they're in.
Yeah.
I said if they're in any other division.
Oh, okay.
Kansas City, Cubs. Kansas City is the only other team – that has a better record than them, and they're in third place in their own division. They would be in first place in every other division except for AL Central.
Really?
And they're close to that. Let's see, what is Kansas City right now? 71 wins.
Can they catch 46? Can they catch the Pirates?
Yeah, they're only 2 games behind them.
Yeah.
They have to catch the Pirates.
Well, they're still...
Because the wild card comes out of that division.
Both of them do if it starts today.
Both of them do.
Pirates and Cubs both get in if it starts today.
578, 595.
They're 2 games behind the Pirates, so they can catch the Pirates. And the same thing, they have a couple more games with the Pirates, I believe. And if they, when they play the Pirates, that's a must win. San Francisco's on their ass, though.
Those are the top 3 teams in the NL.
They have almost a 4-game lead on San Francisco, who's closest to them.
Yeah, San Francisco. No, the wild card is not coming out of the NL West at all.
But, I mean, San Francisco's the only team that has a shot at really catching them. I mean, there's still 40 fucking games left. I mean, Washington gets hot, they could catch him, but
812, what is up?
Is there still a spot in the fantasy league?
Well, it depends on what you bring.
Christ. The way you said that.
What you bring it?
Is there still a spot in y'all's fantasy league? It
sounds like you might be able to get into Tebow's alcoholic redneck league, but let's talk. What do we got?
Well, I am from Indiana.
Oh, I like it already. What part of Indiana?
I'm from Evansville, Indiana.
Evansville?
I'm in Indianapolis right now.
You're from Evansville?
Yeah.
That's pretty much Kentucky.
He sounds drunk. So
pretty much Kentucky. Right. Sounds fun, bro.
It's pretty much Kentucky. How drunk are you right now?
I just got off work, so 0% drunk. So
0% drunk. That just hurt your chances a lot.
Because if he would have said, I just got off work and I'm train wrecked, you might be the commissioner of the entire fucking league.
It might be your league. It might be your league, and Tebow's in your league.
And where are you at now? Naptown?
Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Now, Indianapolis, what is going on? Talk to me.
Suicide, bro? Fucking pick it up.
What do you want to... Why should we put you in the main league?
Is that a hate me for killing myself?
I tweeted at Sacktown Blue, and he sent me the little invite, and I never heard back from him.
Okay. Well, that Sacktown, our black listener really doesn't have the power just to anoint you in.
TBL will send you the info, but he can't wave his magic black wand.
We have to. What are you going to do to get in this league? Go on a crime spree?
Be more interesting?
Tag Punch Drunk Sports somewhere?
Yes. God, that like some hard as fuck.
I like the guy.
If you let me in your league, I won't kill myself.
No deal. I'm sorry, buddy.
Being in any of your leagues might be the only thing that might keep me alive till January.
Might means won't. See you later.
If you put me in the league, I'll let these kids out of the basement.
I would let them. Okay, another caller. Yeah. What do we got?
Yeah, need someone like that. Hostage.
I will let him in the league if he kills himself.
Oh, man, that'd be really sad.
It's easy to beat somebody if they're dead.
Hey, turn off your radio or whatever you're listening to us on.
Like how Sam always thinks everyone's listening to us on a transistor radio.
We're not on the radio.
Take the 10 D-cell batteries out of your jam box and stop listening to us with your time machine from 1986.
Okay. What is this? 337. I think that's Tampa. Oh, 337.
They're calling back.
337, are you calling from Tampa?
No.
We have never been right.
Are you scared to take a bag of dust with me and Ari?
Ooh! It's Josh Martin. I'm calling from my secret phone number. I'm calling from a payphone.
Josh, what's up? What's up?
Hello?
What's up?
Why you don't want to pull from the bag of dust again?
Because I already beat you. And you know what? We're not going to do this again every time. Will you take on Tebow or Ari in a bag of bets? Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes or no?
You get to pick a bet with Ari too, though.
No, okay. You're doing one with Ari?
No, you won't do one with Ari.
Okay,
either.
There we go. It's just like, there you go. Okay.
A lot of people want to ask me why Stan's been ducking this UFC fight, this MMA rules fight.
Ari,
I'm not young.
Three minute rounds. Let's do it. I will agree right now. No knees to the head or the groin. I'm down with it. You just got to agree to it. Okay. It's really on there. I put it out there. I will take on Ari.
Let me mediate this because both of you guys screaming at each other, even though it makes for great radio,
Sam,
as Sam says.
Middle of a conversation. Put your phone down.
He's got to check things.
he was putting it in Sam his calendar.
What Sam is saying is this. He wants three-minute rounds, MMA rules. Will you accept that challenge, Ari?
No.
There you go.
How about this? You guys,
the only thing is, like, no knees to the elbows to the face.
Can all nine of us please talk at the same time? Please.
I would like Sam to accept this challenge. Would you accept the challenge of 3 5-minute MMA rounds? Ask him that.
Sam, what Ari would like to know is, would you accept a slight change in this rule?
I will accept it.
Ooh! He just accepted your fucking shitty offer. That's amazing. Breaking news. Ari, play the breaking news sound effect.
Let me find it.
We got a breaking news sound effect. Here it is.
Hold on.
God.
I gotta
you got to keep that thing queued up because this is breaking news.
Oh, is it doing an impression of me?
This is breaking news.
Yep, it sure is. Sam Tripoli.
Was there something you had to say?
Sam Tripoli, this is Justin. Sam Tripoli has accepted Ari Shaffir's offer of 3 5-minute rounds, MMA rules, to a legitimate...
No knees or elbows to the face. That's the only rule.
No knees or elbows to the face. Oh, don't you cut
that out. I'll take
that
under advisement.
Oh, don't you. Breaking news. Breaking news. Let me hear it. Ari Shaffir just back out of the fight.
No, I'll do it. No knees or elbows to the face.
All right. Breaking news. Ari Shaffir is back into the super fight. This
wow,
is awesome.
What a super fight.
Now, can I referee the fight?
No.
Breaking news.
No.
come on.
Breaking news. Tebow was not allowed to referee the fight. Can I call the fight?
What are we going to...
Breaking news. No one has announced whether I can call the fight or not.
all right. So, yeah. That's what that's about.
The fight. Where are we going to do it?
I don't know. We'll figure out. We're going to have Kay Quigley, if she doesn't hate you, and they're going to have an opening.
Why would Kay Quigley hate Ari Shaffir?
Because he said she's not funny.
Wait, what is she doing?
What do you mean?
And Jen Sturger will mud wrestle or jello wrestle or oil wrestle.
Oh, that's right. Now I remember her. I didn't say she wasn't funny. I said all these hot girls should worry about being funny instead of showing their bodies
off all
the time.
She has good jokes, dude. She has good jokes. Okay.
So what's one of her jokes? The oil wrestling?
So wait, they're going to mud wrestle and oil wrestle and like get the whole... like fight it. They should do that after so it's not as dirty, but you guys are the headlining thing.
No, in all seriousness, Sam, just tell her if we want to do that, we'll just get some actual like bikini models.
Oh, let her be she's a bikini model. They're both bikini models. Let them be ring girls.
Why would you be like, hey, these girls who are pretty hot want to get half naked and open up for us, them rolling around with each other? Why would you shit on that?
I don't know. I've been to mud wrestling. It's lame.
Who cares?
Well, let them be ring girls, and let's make this about you guys.
Yeah, okay. You guys should mud wrestle, and the girls should just be the ring girls.
We should shoot this as a pay-per-view and try to sell it on pay-per-view.
They should just go at it.
Over 7 people tuning in.
UFC 230 pounds.
cost us fucking $4,000 to put this event on, and we make $18 on fucking pay-per-views. But
no,
I think that's fine. That's
no knees to the face. No knees to the face.
No stomping on the ground. No kicking when people are down. Standard UFC rules. But
making
we're adding
okay.
No. What's that?
Nothing.
We're adding. We're
you
adding.
You can knee to the gut. You
of
can
course.
Knee to the tits.
Of course.
You can knee. No
you can
knees
change
to
levels
groin.
And punch to the gut.
Yeah.
But we're just adding no knees to the head. No elbows to the head. No spinning elbows. No nothing crazy like that.
We should do tag team. Sam's on your team.
No flying knees.
Yeah, let's do a tag team. Let's negotiate to get it as close to the UFC as possible, and then throw in tag team.
I know. Mud wrestling and tag team, and let's have it all happen at the same time.
Ari's so retarded. I can't wait till about 3 minutes into this thing when you're fucking dying and you want a minute fucking break to breathe. You're so fucking, so stupid.
What's really going to happen, the first thing that we know is going to happen, and I don't know who's going to win. I really could see this going both ways, but I do know one thing for certain is going to happen.
Yeah.
1 minute into this fight, Sam is going to connect with something, and then Ari's going to go, time out, and then he's going to throw his yarmulke at me. Just like he did in basketball against Nick. It was 2-0. Ari throws a yarmulke at me, and he's like, hang on, I better really focus.
Do you want to talk UFC or NFL?
I don't care. We got a half hour left, right?
Yeah, what do you want to talk?
UFC.
Sure, UFC. I mean, the super fight was made. Aldo and not super fight, but just title fight.
That's a super fight.
I think it's a great
Aldo
fight.
McGregor. You don't think that's a super fight?
No, fights are where like a guy from this division goes and fights this guy. That's just a fight for the title.
That's just a fight. It's just
it's a hell of a fight for the title.
Yeah, it's
but the fight earlier than that is great too.
Weidman
versus
Rockhold in there too.
That's cool.
That's the same card.
They're both doing December 12th.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, maybe I'll try to go to that one. Maybe we should try to go as Punch Drunk Sports.
That would be fantastic. I believe
it's
at the MGM.
Well, you said you knew the person, and you won't give us the info.
Yeah, the person. Breaking news. Ari knows Dana White, and he won't let us in.
Not Dana White. It's the press person, but let's do it. There's enough time now. We can do it.
Will you go and find the email to the Punch Drunk Twitter account?
Yes.
Wow, breaking news. Ari Shaffir will actually do something he's been saying he's going to do for the last 3 years.
You know what I have to do? Change the password?
Yeah.
I'll do it right now.
No, but you have to have the email.
They just have to send me an email. When you can't log into your shit, they just say send an email to the account associated with it.
Yeah, but the problem is when Sam doesn't know it and he enters your email account and they send it to him, it goes to you and not him.
Yeah, it goes to your email.
And it's your
they'll
old.
Get it and reset the password. I've never gotten a message from Twitter.
Yeah, because it's your old email. It's not your new one. It's the Ari.
It's the Ari the Great at Hotmail.
I know. I check that once in a while.
It's your AOL account.
Wait, I'm looking at the fight card right now, and they only have 3 fight schedules. There's going to be obviously undercards. But they just
They just listed the Weidman Rockhold one like 2 days ago.
I think Rockhold has a way better chance of people think he does.
I do too.
Some people are like, oh, he's got no. He's got a good chance of winning that fight. That guy.
Weidman versus who? Rockhold?
Yeah.
You think Rockhold has a chance?
I think he has a good chance. I think that fight's a lot closer than people think.
I think that
what's the line? Mexican, what's the line?
Let's check it out. Give me a sec.
I don't think it's going to be even. I think Weidman will have a slight advantage, but I don't think it's going to be huge at this point.
Well, if you look at who Weidman has really beaten, he's beaten a lot of old fucking Brazilian guys.
Yeah,
I think he's great.
The other people he's beaten, he's ran through a lot of people.
I think he's a great fighter.
I do too.
I think that this fight is a lot closer than people think.
This will be one of his bigger challenges because he's young, he's up and coming. He's a good fucking scrapper. He's a good wrestler.
Rockhold, you know, Weidman says Rockhold's not good at anything.
Luke Rockhold +120 and Chris Weidman -150.
Okay.
So that's not huge.
Do you understand what that means?
Not at all.
Okay. So when you're -150, that means you have to bet $150 to win 100.
To win 100.
Oh, okay.
Now if you're plus...
What's the line?
-150 for...
Weidman.
Weidman. +120 for Rockhold.
I mean, now if what
+120 means if I bet 100, I win 120.
Oh, yeah. All right.
For the underdog.
Yes.
If you take the favorite, which is Weidman, so if I bet $1.50, I only win $1.
Yeah, yeah.
If I bet $1, I win $1.20. If I go take the underdog,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't think you can actually bet $1. I don't know if
it was a great example though.
Yeah.
But Mexicans only have like
they had like the 99-cent store sports book.
Yeah.
I like to put 50 cents on Puig hit a home run.
Maybe. Maybe. That would be great if you could do it.
Ari, get off your computer. Get off your... Oh, that's all we do too.
You just told me to do it.
Oh, man, the roles are reversed.
Oh, they're so ready to fight.
Do it right now.
Hey, all right, give me breaking news. Give me breaking news.
I cannot bet to do this shit. Hold on.
It's not so easy, is it? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I'd like to have the punch drunk thing so we could get it off Ari Shaffir, put it on my email so that when I get off this phone eventually.
Breaking news. Ari Shaffir is a hypocrite because he's on his computer also.
You asked me to do this.
Oh, you fell for that, didn't you, you prick?
Oh, the Amazing Race of Gmail? Right.
You fell for that.
I'm excited for this Ronaldo versus Yoel battle.
Yeah, that is going to be a good one.
I feel like that's one of those battles where it doesn't look like it's going to be great, but it looks fucking... Just looking at the stats, it looks like it's going
to
be fucking awesome.
If we can go to... What is that, 194?
194.
If we can go to 194, that would be awesome.
December 12th. Where's it at?
I think I'm gonna go to Vegas.
It's Vegas.
Hey, if you guys
maybe
need a
we
driver.
Could do maybe we could do like a we could book a punch drunk show there. 3 of us gig somewhere there.
Yeah,
and promote it as a huge punch drunk show, and then we can spin that going to the fights. We can go to the weigh-ins. We can do some interviews.
I'll man the merch table.
We'll do a live podcast. You know, we'll do a show and a live podcast or something.
We need a new T-shirt.
That's not a bad idea.
It's not a bad idea. Let's
have a punch drunk like weekend or something.
Yeah, we'll do a punch drunk weekend.
You probably
that's where you go to oil wrestling. Maybe that's where I'll fight you, Sam. You fucking idiot.
Dude, if we could spin it, if we could do it, so we do like a show somewhere one night. The 3 of us do a show somewhere. The next night, we from the same club, we do a live podcast, and then the next night, you guys actually have your fight somewhere in Vegas. Holy shit.
That would be great.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll call it 193.2.
Yeah.
193.2. And it's you guys fighting the night before the fucking...
Yeah, let's do it in the octagon when they set it up.
Okay, so we do
we'll do it in the octagon at like 11:30 in the morning.
Before everybody gets there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure Rogan could make that happen.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Anyone could, that'd be it.
There won't be any blood in that ring, just a lot of tears and piss.
Sweat.
Tears and sweat and piss. That's all that'll be. Yeah, I think they got to add... I mean, I would love to see... and I do like this trend coming that we've seen a little bit, with the exception of the last Rousey fight, which is that Brazil card. And that was a big fight for Brazil because it was all Brazilians, and it was the tough finale, and then they threw Rousey up at the end against that Brazilian dyke. I thought that was great.
She got whooped.
But...
that was just rude, dude.
I like this trend that we are seeing now of... let's start throwing two or three, and it's what we said on Punch Drunk before.
James, you're listening. Call in right now, James. Call in. I want James to call in, because James just texted me, just the account name and password, which I have. Sam, you just don't need the email to enter the account. Just the account name and password, which I have. You said, James, you told me you didn't have the password. He told me that.
Maybe he's saying that just so he doesn't lose his stronghold on the Punch Drunk Twitter account, so he can keep starting fights with people.
James, call in right now.
And blocking one of we have one TBL, the black listener, at Sacktown Blue, our good friend Anthony Johnson. So we got TBL, and we have two female listeners, and one of them he's blocked. We got the fight nanny.
But he sent
And we got the Canadian whose body is grossly deformed since she got steamrolled by a truck in a terrible accident that almost killed her. But she said she's willing to send us a picture of her in a, what is it? Who's her favorite team? Oh, she likes the Cowboys,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, she's horrible.
Ugh. Gross.
Dude, that's just rude.
Darren McFadden's back. You see that?
How'd he run?
I don't know. He hasn't played yet. He's finally off the unable to perform list, so he's practiced like once
That's
or twice.
James. Take the call.
There's a 415.
Hey, Mexican.
Oh, sorry.
Take the call. Thank you, Frank.
I was reading.
James.
Sam.
James, why are you blocking one of our only two female listeners? Okay. There's four tits that listen to this show. Two of them are now gone.
Sam. I told you I didn't have the email. I told you I had the password.
You no, you didn't, James. You told me you didn't have the password.
I for sure told you that, Sam. For sure told you that.
So who do you believe, guys? Let's be honest.
I don't know. I could see. I can honestly see this going either way. I really. I'm not sticking up for James. But I do know Sam's track record of being like, bro. I swear, I thought I told you that, bro. I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about, bro. Let me check my text. I'm pretty sure I told you that.
I don't say, bro.
Yeah.
So I don't know. This one could go either way. It could. James honestly could be in the right here. So James, you do have the password, but you don't have the login. What's the deal?
No, I have the password. I don't have the email. He asked me what the email was. I was like, I don't have
the
email.
Text me the password right now. Text me the password.
Okay, no problem, bro.
Or did Ari already change it?
No, Ari. What's the email?
I can't find the email. I mean, I know the email. I can't get into the email.
You don't need the email. Don't worry about it, buddy. I can text you the password. It's not a problem.
Yeah, but...
And then change the password. Sam
and it doesn't matter if you change phones, as long as you have the account name and the password, it's fine.
Okay.
You're fine. Right. So don't worry about the email.
Change the password.
No, don't worry about Ari. We don't need to change the password.
James Weidman. James Weidman Rockholt, your thoughts.
I think this is Weidman's toughest test in the division.
I completely agree with that.
I was just saying that, too.
And anybody thinks this is an easy fight is completely...
I don't think anybody's saying
Weidman gets... Weidman takes some damage, and he gets hit, man.
I don't think anybody's thinking this is an easy fight for either one of these two guys.
Same weight, same height.
I predict this is going to end up on the mat because you guys both believe in their jiu-jitsu. If you look at Rockhold, he had an inverted triangle with Tim Bosch. I believe rear naked choked Lyoto in the second or third. Trains a check mat with AKA. The guy's a beast. So we're in. I think we're in for a treat.
Yeah, Rockhold's grappling's not. I mean, compared to Weidman, his stats are a lot better. His takedown average for Weidman's 3.75, but Luke's is only 0.35.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter when how they end up on the mat, that we know they're going to end up on the mat. So.
And what is the under fight? So then the next. So where does Ronda go? What pay per view is she doing?
Well, they haven't. It's her against Misha Tate for the fucking 90th time.
Really? Jesus. When are they
going to? Third time, right? This is third,
yeah.
And what's the undercard?
Jesus Christ, guys. Stop talking about female boxing or whatever the fuck it is.
No, the question was, what card is she on? We're not talking about the fucking...
You know what? It really doesn't matter because 194 is the only event that matters the rest of this year as far as I'm concerned. So,
I 100% agree. I 100% agree.
Putting on exhibitions.
Now, James, let me ask you this.
Globetrotters. We get it. You can jump your back.
Hang on.
I got a question for James.
Hang on. James, you are trapped in a room with Ari Shaffir and McGregor. But you can only suck one dick. Whose do you pick? But there's also a gun on the table with one bullet in it, so killing yourself instead of having to choose between the two cocks you want in your mouth the most is also an option.
It sounds like he's sucking dick right now.
Oh, you're hilarious, buddy. I don't know. That's a tough call.
That is a tough call, isn't it?
Is it, though?
I'm going to want that champion. I want that champion lineage right there.
Yeah, but you could also have Ari Comedy Central's Ari Shaffir's fucking disgusting balls on your chin.
You got to figure, it's like samurai shit. You got to figure you take on that spirit. Now you become like that person, like taking an...
So the answer is kill yourself. Yes. I get it.
702.
That's Cortland, New York.
No,
on
that's
there.
Vegas, dude. Vegas.
Yeah, what's up, Prince Grant?
What's up? Now, what are you calling in? Are you want to talk female MMA with Ari? Do you want to?
No, I don't want to talk about that. You misunderstood me completely.
Do you want to weigh in? Who do you think is going to win between me and the Jew? In the fight, or do you want to try to get that elusive last spot?
Well, I wanted to talk about two things. One, I think Sam Tripoli has it down on the fight.
Ooh. Thank you, 702.
Let's see those guns.
I've seen Sam get down, and I heard of him doing the Vegas boxing match where he boxed the little Mexicans. Right?
Yes. Yes.
How did that go? Did you whoop the man?
Yeah, I won. I didn't win. My body locked up. But see, Ari's trying to create it.
So why wouldn't your body lock up in this time?
Because his body's going to lock up first.
Oh, it's basically a fight of who gives up first.
Your body's definitely going to lock up.
I'm going to hit him, dude. He's going to get hit by me.
Your body's...
That's what he does. Say. I'm going to hit him. I'm going to kick him in his legs. I'm going to fucking hurt him.
What you're saying is your body's definitely going to lock up, but his is going to lock up first.
Fucked. We're both fucked.
I love
my hope is
going to say I didn't eat breakfast.
What's that?
He's going to say his excuse is going to be, I didn't eat breakfast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Ari's excuse.
Ari will have an excuse.
Ari, breaking news.
I'll eat breakfast that day. I mean, obviously, I'll probably have a big pasta dinner right beforehand.
He's probably going to get the grand slam because that's what Ari's going to be giving him later.
So hey,
I'm only looking for suplexes. That's all I'm looking for.
Wow.
Have you guys seen the video of the heckler getting kicked out of comedian?
Yeah, it wasn't a heckler, but
it was another comic.
It was a comic. I know the guy who got kicked. I knew him back in the day because I used to gig in Vegas, and I ain't seen anybody getting hurt. I hear that guy's just a pain in the ass to everybody.
Is he a pain in the ass, or does he have, like, mental problems?
Well, he may now. Back then, he did when I knew him.
He's got to be dead. I recorded the video.
Oh, so you're the guy that comes to all the shows, right?
Yeah, I'm Freddie.
Freddie, how are you, dude? Freddie.
So did he have a mental problem, or was he just like, because it's also like, dude.
Yeah, he does have a little, he seems like it. I've never diagnosed him. I'm not a fucking doctor, but he seems like it. The guy wears a fucking tinfoil hat.
Yeah, that's mental illness. To me, it's like, tough, man.
I mean, I don't think anybody should be hitting anybody unless it's in an octagon and it's an
unknown. Well, you know what, dude? I've had a lot of Vegas comics contact me, and they're like, "Do you see it? Everybody seems to hate this fucking guy." The guy was like, "Hey, don't put your hands on me." I get that. I just like, I mean, like, it just, it's weird to watch a comic get hit like that, you know?
I'm kind of torn in two.
And he's an old guy, too.
Yeah, man.
There's a guy fucking, you know, rushing me. You know, I probably would have wrestled him because I don't know how to kick like that. What the fuck?
But, I mean, like, the guy, like, the whole notion that, like, the guy's like, hey, don't talk to me like that, and the guy's going to threaten to punch him. I'm pro-comic, so I don't want anybody touching anybody, and I don't want anybody coming to open mics and heckling everybody the whole time, because open mics are hard enough as they are. You don't need another fucking one of your peers fucking trying to make it twice as hard.
Yeah.
Do I wish he didn't kick him? I do wish he didn't kick him.
But it's also
some old guy. Yeah. I mean, here's the thing about this. Some old guy gets kicked at an open mic, falls backwards, hits his head on the fucking floor, and dies or has some brain aneurysm or the rest of his life is fucked, and then you're like, was that worth it? Was it worth kicking an old man who's mentally handicapped? I mean, can you imagine if someone kicked Josh Meyerowitz because he was all worked up in a frenzy?
Exactly, and that's the thing. Is like, I've worked with, I mean, dude, I've been seating the room with Josh Meyerowitz on the roast battle, and I've seen him, like, tell people, hey, you know, we're not open yet. And then I've seen him kind of, like, panic because he gets overwhelmed and stuff.
He's going through
a lot of shit. The guy's mentally ill. I'm not saying, I mean, like, I know Vegas comics are going to go crazy on me because, obviously, people hate that dude.
Yeah.
I do not think the kick was justified. Because I don't, I just don't think this guy's like that kind of violent.
Yeah,
you know?
Or that kind of dangerous too. Because it's like, I mean, if you get your ass.
Here's the only reason I think it was justified.
If he's
that crazy, we don't know if this guy has a knife and he could easily stab the dude. You know, that's
but you know, Rad. Rad's been around.
Let me tell you another example.
I don't know.
Rad's been around for a long time. I mean, like, you know, if somebody's got a. By the way, Ryan O'Neal walks around with a switchblade all the time.
Yeah, you don't know if he's got a knife. It's like, whatever. But you don't know anybody's got knives, or anyone who lips off, you can just kick him? No. That's not the reason why you ought to kick him.
Yeah, it's like, and that excuse, too. It's like, everybody that cuts you off in traffic, you don't want to hawk at them because you don't know if they have a gun. That's called living in a planet with a fucking 4 billion people on it.
I have always learned between comedians is when you get physical with somebody, you lose.
Now, hold on. Let me ask you a question. Yeah. Did this happen to the seller? Somebody got into a fight with a guy. This guy punched him. They were grab each other by the collars and like throwing each other around. Another comic comes in and just starts wailing on the non-comic.
Yeah.
Instead of separating it. And some people were split. They're like, would you separate that or wail? And I'm like, look, I don't know if I'd wail or not, but I know comics are waiting for the opportunity to wail on somebody.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, hold on. If I was thinking about this the other day, like Eric Griffin was on stage one time. This guy threw a chair at and came with him. If I was in the room, I would have started wailing on the guy swinging on Eric.
Yeah, but it's like,
Eric,
you know Eric Griffin, that's your buddy. You know the OR, you're protecting the store. There's a lot of extenuating circumstances.
And it's also like a chair's being thrown, so it's an elevated level.
I don't like anybody touching comedians. I think that's fucking bullshit. Mm. If you can't handle it, either shut up or leave. That's my opinion. And I've had shit thrown at me. But this is comic and comic. Mm-hmm. I don't think comics should ever fucking swing on other comics.
Dude, the worst thing is one time,
roast battle, bro.
2 or 3 years ago, I got heckled by a fucking table of ninjas throwing stars left and right. They're coming at me left and right. I didn't even know what to do. How can I fight a fucking table of ninjas? Luckily, Don Barris was there. Beat the shit out of all of them.
I did actually. It's funny. I threatened a kid at an open mic once. Because I felt bad too, because he had him and his whole friends, and it was like 1 a.m, and the host was just doing the host shit, and someone pulled a name, and he was like, oh, that's me, and just went up and did it, and then everyone was like, that's not you.
Oh, against the rules.
So I went up after him, and then I just called him an asshole and just berated him, and he was like, whatever, you're just bombing right now. I was like, no, dude, I'm not bombing. And he was just like, all right, you want to fight about it? I was like, yeah, let's fight. I'll show you how funny I am outside with my fucking fists.
Yeah.
And I got so goddamn mad and serious. The whole table just got quiet.
Yeah.
And then afterwards he came up and apologized.
The threat of violence is great. Like, Yorsey got my face. Yorsey's always had a fucking problem with me. He got my fucking face because he thought I disrespected
him. I was there for that, too. I've been there every time you've been in danger.
It's so funny. Like, Yorsey pins me against the car. Like, doesn't pin me against
my
face. And he's like, get out of my face. I'm like, Yorsey, you're my fucking face. And it's just like, at some point, comics should never swing on comics, but the threat of violence is always there. Mm-hmm. I know this sounds hypocritical.
I totally agree with that. I never even want to resort to violence unless it's you and Arya. I really want to see that kind of violence.
I definitely want to see that too.
Hey, Freddie, I'm going to be in Vegas, I think, Thursday and Friday.
I think Edwin told me.
Yeah, I think I might come out to do some gigs. And there's a bunch of comedy clubs that I don't go up in that I want to show up and see if I can maybe start.
Yeah, we really should see if we can put together a Punch Drunk show in December in Vegas so Ari can get it together so we can get into the fight with some press credentials. In December.
That weekend. Yeah.
Freddie, who is the number one? Who is the number one local comic in Vegas? Number one.
Number one local comic in Vegas?
Yeah, never know.
That's it.
We'll
Sam, I got to be honest. That was a question that could have been answered in two syllables. So you ran a risk there. It ended up working out.
That worked out good. That's the game you played.
Gave him a chance to think because he was like, who is the...
And we got
a minute left. What do you? Let's do dates out the gates, Sam. What
we
do you got?
We never did dates out the gates, huh?
No, we were waiting for you to show up, and then
I'm
going right
to be at Irvine tonight for Comedy Juice, and then I'll be at the Ice House tomorrow night for the Ice House is starting to finally give me some spots. I really love it out there. And then I'm in Vegas. I'm in LA for a little while. I'm going to be out in Vegas this weekend, so probably you'll be able to catch me. So. That's about that.
Ari, you're obviously in Scotland for the next 2.5 years.
Scotland. So. Next month I'll be in Edmonton and Toronto.
Nice. I'll be in an AA meeting in 20 minutes.
Yep. Sorry, nice. I'll get that.
Yep, that's what I got.
What are you driving out there, Tebow? What are you driving?
What do you, car-wise?
Yeah,
nothing. Ubers and buses. Ubers and buses and cabs. Oh, my.
Ubers and buses and cabs. Oh, my.
I met a guy out here. It's like, I visited L.A. He goes, you know, I get anywhere in the world with public transportation, but...
Not here.
Those L.A. buses are like...
Oh, it's a nightmare. It's terrible. I mean, especially after being in Chicago for 5 months and then coming back here, I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot. It takes 2.5 hours to get anywhere.
Yeah, they got
to
fix that. They got to fix that. Ari, when do you get back?
I see it, Sam. I'm watching you.
That was the dumbest move. Hang up on him anyway. I love you, Ari.
Lightly, too. Like, not raise his hand up all the way. I'll see you guys later.
See you, buddy. Have fun.
Peace, Ari.
Punch Drunk Sports. Check out our sponsors. Hey, real quick, if you even stayed this long for the show, if you have some sponsorship people, we will bust you off 15% of everything we make on sponsorship off of any sponsor you send our way. Continually for the life of the sponsorship. All right? We'll talk to you guys later. Take care.
Have a good one.
Oh, that was a good one.